What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? Tea Fury does. Now, before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day, a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists, too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
I joined a health club. I went one time. They always have a big giant guy showing you around. Oh, you're thinking of joining? Here, follow this guy. Hey, how you doing? Come with me. You know, I'm like hanging on his hand. I felt like a little monkey, you know? Where are we going, Thunder? I think the guy was messing with me. I think he was making up muscle names. This machine right here is for your flactoid. That's exactly why I'm here. He shows me how to work everything, and then he leaves, and I don't remember anything he said. And have you ever done this? Have you ever got into one of those things wrong, and there are other people waiting for you? I got into this one thing. I put my arms and my legs where I thought they were supposed to go, and I just start moving stuff around. This guy comes up, hey, buddy, would you mind getting out of the painter's scaffolding? I'm sorry. I want to work out at home. My friend, he's showing me all his exercise equipment. He's got an exercise bike, a rowing machine, a Stairmaster. And I said, none of them go anywhere. He goes, it's better for you. It's a resistance workout. So I'm not stupid. And I went home and I nailed my running shoes into the ground. 3 times a week for 20 minutes. Right? You think that's silly? What about that thing they sell called the step? That thing amazes me. Not the ones that move, the one that you just step on it and step off. People are buying those. People are like sending away for them in the mail, you know? My step is coming in the mail today. You can't find a step somewhere in a house? Bing bong, it's here. And they run down the steps and get it. This is going to be great. You would think it would be self-explanatory, but the thing comes with a videotape, you know? Here's some things you can do on the step. And you see some guy, you know, just jumping up and down. Man, I gotta get me one. Now you could do all that. I like working out, but I like when there's a game involved, you know? Like racquetball. But racquetball is the only sport where simultaneously you can be looking at the ball and it'll hit you in the back of the head at 90 miles an hour. I don't know how that happens. There's the ball. Boom! Just hit me in the back of the head. Boom! It happened again. That's not impossible. Now wear the goggles facing the other way. Okay, I ain't nobody's fool. Whenever I play racquetball, I always seem to play against somebody that knows how to land the serve somewhere where you never touch it. Is that fun for them? Okay, give me the ball. Brrr, 1-0. Give me the ball. Brrr, 53-0. And I'm just standing back there. Do I do anything? No? Okay. I'll be back here if you need me. I'm going to have some coffee or something. I'll be back here just standing, doing nothing.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
God, I wish I could hate you for the rest of my...
All right. Hi, everybody. It is Tuesday night, December 16th, 2014, which means it's Dutch and Royce time. It's 10 o'clock on the East Coast.
Don't tell me what it is.
7 o'clock on the Pacific Coast.
No one cares about the Pacific Coast. It's called the
Left Coast.
First off, it's called the Pacific Coast, you moron.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Idiot.
Just because I care about our left coast listeners doesn't mean
listeners.
Listeners, that too.
He cares about all the West Coast listeners.
You guys listening to Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-533-2780.
But don't call in because we're watching a movie.
Yeah, we're watching a movie.
We're watching a movie tonight.
Yes. For those of you who don't know, tonight we have joining us sometimes on Dutch and Royce, John.
Hold
the
on. I
No, you
I
shut the fuck up. I did all the work with the movie today. Shit, I did all the work with the movie, so I'm talking.
You want to do it?
No, no, go ahead.
I'm better than you, though.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Explain. No,
I am Joel Dutch Van Wagner here with my co-host, Royce Lopez.
Now, where's the
grumpy pants tonight?
Where's the link to find the movie? Guy that's explaining everything.
Marie Lopez is also here.
That's not the link. That's her name.
I'm here, but I'm not as demanding.
Mm-hmm. You're not. Definitely not.
Silently, she judges you. That's her style.
Super producer Mitch Hiles here.
Well, hello there.
And his lovely girlfriend, Sherry.
Hello.
I wouldn't call him super or producer or that his girlfriend.
I like to call him Mixmaster Mitch.
Oh, I like that too. MMM, Triple M.
We also have Sean Waters.
Who?
And Big Booby D. Bruiser.
Hello.
And the star of the movie that we're going to be watching tonight, Johnny Cakes Sanzari.
Johnny, I didn't call you the laser.
Oh, I mean,
I didn't call you the laser. Yeah,
that's much better.
A little more racist than normal.
Nailed it. No, he was saying cake.
Oh,
you fucking racist.
Yeah, tonight we're going to be doing the We Watch Better Movies Than You bit. We haven't done this in a long time. What was the last movie we watched, Royce?
Was it Starship Troopers?
Yes. What?
I think it was Starship Troopers. That was like over a year ago.
Starship Boobers.
And it was a director's cut.
We just rip off of Riff Tracks.
No, that was more than a year ago, dude. That was like 2 years ago.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I think that was back in...
I was in South Florida.
Uh-huh.
Yep. That was a while ago.
That was back when certain people of the group weren't of the Mormon religion.
Good point. Jehovah's Witness. A little bit different.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
insert stupid religion that's not Christianity.
All of them.
Well, Christianity's pretty stupid.
They're all pretty dumb.
But so back to the point.
Yes. Go ahead, Royce.
John the Laser Santeri.
Pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew, pew. Made a wonderful film. When did it come out? When was it made? 2006?
Yeah, no, either 2004 or 2005. It was back when I still had spiky hair.
Okay. So the movie's... John, you were in the film. You want to explain the premise?
Yeah. The movie basically, it follows a reality TV show that mm-hmm. goes to an island. Mm-hmm. And
I'm going
to
get on my boat.
Yeah, they're going to go upriver. And basically, the whole thing is they're supposed to be finding...
Sword!
They're supposed to find a secret treasure on the island, like, I don't know, like $50,000.
What year is it set in?
It's set in like 2004, 2005. Okay, however, the island that they picked had a zombie pirate that got a voodoo curse on him.
Hold on. Slow down. Slow down. A zombie pirate who also had a voodoo curse? All three things?
The trifecta.
Yeah, like he had like a blood curse put on him, and he gets awoken from the cast members, and he starts killing everybody.
I think it's a Wiccan.
Don't give the movie away.
I'm just plotting. Okay, well, I don't know.
There's no way to give this movie away. It's not that good.
It was DP'd, donkey punched by none other than the late great actor or director that directed Blair Witch.
Oh, so this is the guy who directed Blair Witch?
Yep.
Ooh.
Really? I did not know that.
And he actually passed away while filming the movie.
Okay, so not show of hands, but who's actually seen this movie so far?
I have.
I've seen it.
I repressed it.
I have not.
So Marie forgot it. I have not seen it. Sherry has not. D, have you seen it?
Nope. It reminds me of a porn I saw once, though.
Oh, but
yeah, I was
going to
say, you just posted that in the chat room, the Pirates porn movie.
Yeah, chances are that porn had a bigger budget than this movie.
Oh, it definitely did. I've seen both of them.
That had like $1 million budget. Of course it did.
It was the highest budgeted porn ever to date, I believe.
Is it the one it's with not Jenna bad. Jameson?
What was that, D?
Yes.
Is it the one with Jenna Jameson?
No.
Oh.
It has Jesse Jane.
Yeah, that's the one.
So, okay. Now, how much did you get paid for this project?
In total, I ended up getting about...
No, I want you to give it to me in small sums. Of course, in total, you idiot.
$2,500.
Whoa!
Yeah.
So bad.
I should have gotten more because...
It was for those meddling kids, I know.
No, but... because you got to understand how this stupid movie was. They filmed in Isla Mirada. and they
that's in Key West. That's in the Keys.
So it's not in Key West.
It's Florida Keys,
and,
north.
And they
Keys.
Cut corners everywhere. Like, what? We had two hotels. Oh, the first hotel that they booked us in wasn't even finished being built yet. Mm-hmm. So half of the cast members were in that hotel, and the rest of us were at a fucking dive motel somewhere
now,
else.
Case, do you know what the budget of this movie was?
I wish I can find a way to look it up, but I know.
Well, guesstimate.
I mean, $50,000 probably.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Only because the camera alone overpaid had to be at least like $1,500. It was like one of those, it was the same camera that Nathan used.
HD GoPros.
Yeah, no, not HD GoPros.
The same camera that Nathan used in 2005.
Yeah, now keep in mind.
Which was like a really, really expensive digital camera.
Keep in mind, this whole movie's filmed in 4:3 ratio, so it's not even widescreen.
Yeah, there was no, whatchamacallits whatsoever.
There was no candy bars called whatchamacallits in it?
By the way, Joss Whedon was talking about the 4:3 ratio, a little side note, because the movie's only an hour and 28 minutes. So real quick, Joss Whedon was talking about they were re-releing on
Hard Rock and Roll, Joss Whedon?
They were releasing on Fox an HD upgrade of Buffy, the TV show. Problem is, the TV show was filmed in 4:3, and all the negatives had the widescreen footage. Issue is, there's a lot of bloopers showing up in the widescreen version because, like, it's only filmed 4:3, so they have like cast members, like you see them just sitting farting around while films are being while they're filming. Boom mics just standing up, and Joss Whedon is on Twitter going, "You idiots! It was filmed in 4:3. I don't want to see fucking my stagehand drinking coffee." Because
I do.
No, I
it's
don't.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
But, I need to start watching Buffy again.
Maybe that's why they did it that way.
I have a question real quick about this whole Crossbones thing. What was the genre? Was it like suspense, thriller, horror?
It was supposed to be a satire.
No, it wasn't satire. Do not say that.
So you're saying it's like a satire, like The Room.
Like The Room. Yeah, like, you know, because he made The Room on purpose to be satire.
No, right. This is what the director actually did. Mind you, this director prior to this movie.
He's dead. I don't believe him.
Videos.
Now, hold on. You said before the show, what else did this guy direct?
He filmed prior to this movie, he did music videos for like
what was the other thing you said?
D-list.
Blair Witch? Did you say
the
producer?
The director of photography did the Blair Witch.
Oh, director
of
photography. Okay, my bad. Yeah.
Yeah, but the actual director did like...
Wait, the Blair Witch had a director of photography?
It was just a handy cam filming themselves. It was three kids with a hand camera. That's the reason why that movie did as well as it did.
That's like saying Mitch
there
is...
There was no director of photography.
That's like saying Mitch is a director of a video for this show because he's on camera. Like, okay, no.
So he was one of the three guys.
Yeah, no, I get it, but... But no, but now the best part, I know that at the beginning of the film, there's a little flashback, right?
Yeah, and you get to see boob.
Ooh, okay, well, you get to see boobs. It's not all bad.
Boobs!
So, now what's your character in the movie? Quick background of who you play. What's the name of your character?
I believe my character's name was Gus.
No, it's not.
No, it was Gus.
It's Gus.
You look like such a Gus.
And
he looks nothing like a Gus. Maybe
no one looks like Gus.
Remember when we had that character years ago named Gus Royce?
Oh yeah, Gus was Carlos's life wingman, wasn't he?
Yes,
I forget what that character was.
No, I already told you he's Carlos's life wingman, Gus.
No, but he had a thing, and I forgot what it was. This is back when we used to do characters, folks.
We tried. We used to try.
Used to.
Yes.
Well, John still doesn't. But
oh fuck.
Yeah, I haven't caught on. I still do voices. But I'm pretty much the film man, the entire film crew for this reality show that's in the horror movie.
I was going to say, like, are you a lead? Like, how on the depth?
Oh, supporting, I guess. I mean, I had a lot of lines of dialogue, so.
Okay.
Good. Very good.
And apparently, aside from me, the pirate... And the guy in the movie playing like the producer of the show, we were the only actors. There, the main guy that's
could've
in this
fooled
movie,
me.
He was on a reality show. I can't remember. Oh, he was on Big Brother. There's a chick with really nice tits that's Spanish, and she was on. Her claim to fame was she was on the Survivor and she got booted off because she almost died from dehydration. I think her name was Jessie Camacho.
President Camacho?
There's been President like Camacho. 15 iterations of that show, so anybody can have that as their claim to fame at this
point. She was on Survivor Africa.
Whoa, Survivor African American, bro.
I'm sorry.
Did I do it wrong? I'm sorry. I think I did it wrong.
Survivor N-word America.
Whoa. You know, I saw, just real quick, I saw somebody put Canadian graffiti, and it's a picture somebody put on a bathroom stall that just said F-word.
It's really funny.
It really is, because they're so polite. Really, Canadians are always so nice. But the movie is called Crossbones. I don't know if we mentioned the name of it. We've been talking about, we didn't say it's Crossbones.
No, I'm confused. If this is set like in modern times, like what was the whole pirate angle? Without giving anything away.
The island that the reality show is being filmed on had a
really good restaurant. Isla Morada Fish Company is really good. It's like really good food there. My Marker 88? No, I'm the only one? Okay.
And surprisingly enough, this is a Lionsgate film.
What? Really?
Lionsgate, yeah, spoiler alert.
Yep. And it was distributed through, Little America.
Now, I'm looking up Crossbones on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh.
Yay.
Ooh.
There are no critic reviews yet, so after we all watch this,
we'll go ahead and
post your reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. But for some reason, even though there's no reviews, there's still an audience score of 20% liked it.
D, who is that big-tittied monster in the chat?
That's Jessie Camacho.
That's D.
She's fucking hot. Little boobs. All right,
that's probably from the porn, right?
She probably got paid more than you, John.
It's from Crossboners.
She probably did.
Crossbones?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's one of them.
Nice.
Is there any sex in Crossbones?
Well, it's rated R.
We'll find out.
Okay, all right, I'm not going to say anything.
One of the reviews on IMDb for Crossbones, and I quote, says, "It's like a porno that never gets to the sex."
I don't know how many pages that those comments are on IMDb, but one of them was done by one of the girls.
It
was just really, really, really bad.
We tried really hard, okay?
Let's see here. Other movie info. Rating R. Genre, drama, action, adventure, horror, mystery, and suspense.
I wouldn't call it any of those things.
Yeah, directed by Daniel Zarrilli.
Daniel Zarrilli.
He's really not going to work here anymore.
Written by Daniel Zarrilli.
Was he cool?
He was cool, until but he then died. Like at times, like he was really, really, really on edge. I almost had to get a lawyer involved to get my money because like
$2,500.
He kind of used like the death of the DP to be like, everyone's so sad. So
hey, why the director? Why did the DP die? What happened?
Killed himself.
Okay, they were just no. No, what might as well have been there. Most really good respecting like film crews, whenever they do aerial shots, they use a helicopter.
Now, that's when you take a picture of a mermaid, right?
No, that's my bad. And so this guy cutting corners. Right. Hey, this drunk asshole over here has a prop plane from 1952.
So what? Leave Baloo alone.
So he used. So rather than using a helicopter, they used a prop airplane to take aerial shots.
Was he hanging out with
$1,000 budget? You gotta squeeze it in.
He meant prop airplane. It was actually a movie prop.
Yeah, it was just a piece of cardboard.
Jump in, Smithers. I said, hop in.
Yeah. It was just a drone. Anyway, so it stalled out, crashed in the ocean. Everybody was able to get out except for the director of photography. Because he was, I don't even know how he was harnessed into this airplane, but he was strapped in so hard that nobody could break him free. No one had a knife on him. They couldn't do, there's no release harness. For all I know, he was tied in there with rope.
Oh, fuck. Okay. So it was like a legit death on the set of this thing.
And now the movie's haunted.
Wow.
Everyone knows it by watching it?
Probably. It's like The Ring, except you're going to die of boredom.
Yes. Very much so. Horrible acting everywhere.
Oh, Crossbones. It's an hour and 28 minutes long, so I think Dutch is a good point. We should probably go to break to get everyone ready.
Right now, and then we'll get out of break.
Quick explanation for everyone. First off, to find it, while it's up, at least at this moment it's up, go to vimeo.com/morelikeradio Crossbones is in the video.
I have a better one.
Okay.
Go to tinyurl.com/crossboners.
There you go.
Oh, yay.
Tinyurl.com/crossboners. Take you to the video. What we're going to do is I am going, for those who aren't watching live, because I'm going to be streaming it live as well, I am going to hit count to three, then everyone hit play. Then we're not pausing, Dutch. We're going all the way through, right?
Yeah. Are we commenting as well?
Oh, of course.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to sit here silent. It's a radio show.
No, I want to sit here silently.
No, that should be like a drinking game. If you utter one word doing it, you have to shoot yourself.
I mean, you can shoot yourself.
We really should
have
a drinking game.
I don't think I want
to. Okay, well, how about this? We'll figure out the drinking game rules after we come back from break.
It's a good idea, though. I like the drinking game idea.
So the break is to get a drink because we're going to make up a game.
Yeah. Get your drinks.
Go to tinyurl.com/crossboners. Get your drinks.
Right.
And then come back ready to be drunk and watching Crossboners.
That's right. I was just setting up here. We're ready to go.
Right back. All right. Roger
Royce.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast. Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you
doing? I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the mic. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
And we are back for the second half hour.
What, were you taking a shower?
Hutch and Royce. I really had to pee. Sorry.
What, for an hour?
Peeing forever.
Shit. Sorry, I know it was a long commercial break. But, all right, without further ado, should we start the movie?
Yes.
Well, hold on. Let me get all ready here. Okay.
Well, while you're doing that,
I'm ready.
Like, Johnny Cakes, do you need to tell us anything more leading up to this? Like anything we should know about the movie going into it? For especially someone like there's nothing about it.
What like about like what you're about to endure or
what you're about to endure? What you're about to he's just gonna apologize. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry.
Like I kind of wish that this was one of those movies. Like you know how like Troll 2 and The Room and like any of these other shit movies that like had like a cult following. I really wish that this movie would have had that maybe like later on so people actually. Like it would definitely be nice to have people watch.
You wish this was your breakthrough role.
Here we go.
Well, we're going to make it so.
I did not say that.
All right, well,
tinyurl.com/crossboners.
During the break, John and I came up with a few drinking rules.
Yeah, here's a drinking game rules. About. Go ahead, Marie.
Rule number one is drink when you see John on screen.
Okay.
Rule number two is drink whenever you see boobs.
Right, and now that could mean in bikini or, you know, basically when there's boobs out. It could be bikini or not in bikini, but boobs out.
All right, John, you want to come up with, say your rules?
Yeah, rule three, chug the drink when you see John splits his pants.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Because Because I had to use my same, interesting fact,
had to use my
same wardrobe over and over again because we didn't have a wardrobe crew and or a working washing machine. So I had to clean my shit in a bathtub in a motel. Anywhoozy.
And then they eat the poo-poo.
Rule four, drink every time you hear an awful rap song. There's a character in the movie.
Oh, no.
Don't give it away. We know the rule.
Okay.
All right.
So, all right. Rule five, drink when someone dies.
Okay.
In real life or in the movie world?
In the movie world.
Okay.
Well, you know what? It probably could be both because even though the DP died, they managed to recover the footage that he got.
Found footage.
They used that aerial footage.
Of course they did.
So whenever you see aerial footage.
It's a dead guy's?
Oh, it's death footage. It's a dead
guy. Oh, God, yeah, it's dead aerial footage. Oh, it's creepy. Okay.
All right. Rule six, drink when you see abs.
Oh, no.
And you know, the last one I can think of was rule seven, drink when you see black people.
It's a lot of rules. You're going to have to remind us of these throughout the movie.
I got your back.
All right. So tinyurl.com/crossboners is where the movie's at. I'm going to count down from three. When I say go, you hit play. Okay. Everyone ready? Everyone
is it on three or after three?
I'm going to say on go. Just say go. When I say go, asshole.
Wait, is it one, two, three, go?
I want you to say on four.
So is it one, two, three, go, or is it one, two, go?
One, two, three, go.
Should I start playing? Because I heard a lot of go.
Stop it. No. Everyone stop. Oh. If you started, everyone stop. Go back to the beginning. Okay. Ready? Three, two, one.
You said one, two, three, though.
Shut up! You're ruining it. For everyone. Everyone, for real. Shut up. Shut up. Three, two, one, go. All right.
It's good so far.
God. A Pop Art Film Factory. What? Pop Art Film Factory? Pop-Tart Films.
Pop-Tart.
Oh, I'm perfectly synced up with you. Ooh, this is fun.
Dedicated to Neil L. Fredericks. I think he's one
that
of the people.
That was a DP, right?
No, idiot. He's the guy that won the Civil War, the black guy.
Oh.
Double Penetration?
Yeah. A Pop-Tart Film Factory production again.
Like Pop Fart.
Daniel Zarrilli film. This guy's alive. It's the DP that died, right?
Yeah.
Cross X Bones.
No, that's Cross Bone Bones. '41.
Captain Raphael Redblood Rivera. One of the last remaining pirates of the high seas was all.
Okay, see, now it froze on me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're going to have to do a redo, guys. I'm very sorry.
No, hold on. Just tell us what minute marker you're going to
be at. Well, it's 59 seconds, but it just like froze.
Okay, so tell us when you're going to
let me
play
just
again.
Hold on. Let me try to fix it.
Because we can hear from here. It's just syncing up the video from this end.
I was perfect. It's not my fault.
Royce.
Play the one.
You're killing it, Royce.
And not in a good way killing it.
I didn't do anything, guys.
I didn't even get to get one joke in.
I tried really hard. You know what, Mitch? I'm going to pull the one from the Dropbox.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
That's what I'm using.
You know what I'm using? Fucking Dutch.
That's what I sound like.
I mean, you didn't have to say it like that, but
I mean, you know.
I'm not mad at Dutch. I'm just deflecting. I'm not mad at Dutch. I'm deflecting. But it's fine. I'm aware of that. I am aware that I'm deflecting, though. At least, see, I'm self-aware.
You ruined it.
I ruined it. I want to apologize to Pop-Tart Films. I mean, they tried really hard. And here I am ruining shit.
You're doing everything wrong, dude.
You're doing it wrong!
Sherry's amazing. She just made the drinking game into a meme. Thank you, Sherry.
You are welcome.
All right, crossboners. It's opening up.
I don't like you and you don't like me. But we're going to get through this together.
Open up.
Whether drunk or even more drunk.
Yeah, guys, this is happening, so just get ready. All right, it's opening up. Here goes.
Did I miss anything important?
No, not really.
No, we stalled for time, actually.
They talked about Pirate Raphael Redblood.
All right. You guys did plenty of stalling.
All right, you want me to just... What do you want me to do? I have the video.
What bunker are you at?
I went back to the beginning.
Okay.
You want me just to... Start again.
Let's just go 3-2-1 again.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. 3-2-1. Okay, just don't make the same jokes. Make new fresh jokes. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Ready. 3-2-1. Go. No Pop Tart jokes.
Yeah, Pop Tart Film Factory.
Stop it.
I wonder if it's blueberry, strawberry.
Oh, stop. You're going to do this until we get back to the new stuff.
S'mores.
Ooh,
cinnamon sugar.
At least Fixed Point Films is an LLC.
Was.
Pop-Tart Film Factory.
An LLC.
Daniel, I'm Still Alive, Zarelli film.
What's your second favorite Daniel Zarelli film?
Cross Time's Bones.
Cross Time's Bones, good too. Back to 1841.
Captain Rafael Redblood Rivera.
Before Captain Jack Sparrow.
One of the last remaining pirates of the high seas was also one of its most brutal. Redblood was feared on every known continent as a ruthless.
Which was one continent.
Except Antarctica, because penguins don't fear shit.
You know, theoretically, the high seas are much safer than the drunk seas.
You're right. It's easier to drive.
Everybody's a little bit more calm.
Right. That motherfucker should not be climbing that.
Why is he maintaining a constant, like, Stallone sneer?
Because how else are you going to know he's a tough pirate?
He's a pirate stroke?
He's not a lovable pirate or a butt pirate. He's the tough pirate.
Oh, there's Justin Zari's name!
Woo!
I saw the credits.
Drink.
Drink.
There's a lot of setup here. I wish I could explain if it was something interesting, but it's basically just shots of a pirate ship.
This music is way too ominous for a pirate ship sailing around in Isla Morada.
Insane with greed.
Yeah, Isla Bonita. Lust.
Red blood led a
Casa Bonita.
Why didn't he clean his sword? Why was I going to say that?
Where his name is Red
most
blood.
Of his crew to fierce natives.
Now, so you're this is in 1841. They had welded steel at the top of their sails.
Of course,
yeah, so they were ahead of their time.
I don't think so, guys.
Where did they get a pirate ship?
From Key West.
Red well, they were pirates. Oh, you're talking about the actual one. Okay,
I don't think it was a real pirate ship. It's just a ship with a pirate flag on it.
Pirates are really big in the Keys.
Any ship with a pirate flag on it immediately becomes a pirate ship.
It's true.
I don't like how the first mate's just hanging out and going like, all right, I guess that's what they do. They just fight. It's got to steer the ship in these calm waters.
The sound effects of the clanking metal of the swords are
really good.
Really strong. Like, you really hear the clanking.
I don't like the way you say the word swords.
Swords?
I say S words.
That's all thanks to Pop-Tart Film.
Dr. Nick Riviera is a composer. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
The art director's Brandy. Huh.
Didn't she die, or was that Monica?
No, they're both alive. They're just arguing about who that boy is or whatever that song
who
was
died?
About. Who died? Left eye.
The boy's vengeance Aaliyah. Was his downfall.
Aaliyah, that's what it was.
Unable I'm to pretty sure that's not what steers that ship.
Edited Red by Roger ship. Cohen.
Of course, because Aaliyah's black brother? And that's a white man.
Yeah, Roger Cohen.
One of the Cohen brothers?
Yeah, Roger Cohen from the Cohen brothers.
Not related.
Yeah.
But he does have a brother.
There's a lot of menial pirate work going on, guys. I wish I could tell
well,
you.
It is the credits. I mean, what are you going to do?
The credits are taking forever.
They are taking
I wonder what Key West gift shop they got that pirate flag out of.
You're right.
I think it was a Divers Direct.
Yeah, the store actually only had mile marker zero flags. Red they had to go to a couple of them.
Soon captured by a British man of war.
Man of war?
His treasure was confiscated. And he was jailed in the dreaded Fort Tortuga.
I'm trying to recall accounts, what this narrator's voice sounds
dead guy
like.
Footage,
any captured.
Oh, everyone take a drink. Dead guy footage.
Dead guy footage.
Dead guy footage.
Isn't that Puerto Rico?
No. The people are working hard on this island.
Oh. All is lost.
Did they write that on crayon and fucking plank? And a plank?
Yes.
Why did he have to read it out loud for us? It was on the sign. We can read it.
God.
Walking.
Some of us
walking,
can't read.
Entering room. Walking. Locked away in the deepest, darkest cell of the fort's dungeon.
Or the one they let us use when the tourists weren't around.
The gallows.
Pretty much.
Cakes, do you know who did the voiceover for this?
I do not.
Morgan Freeman.
That was the longest night of Andy Dufresne Pirate's life.
I like to say the lady. Its captors. I like to say the ladies didn't get the zombie pirate. I like to say that.
And the pirate was
I think it might have been Larry Freeman.
Black thing.
Oh!
What is that, tar?
Don't kill me. I'll do your zombie pirate taxes.
I can see you have the yellow fever.
Yellow fever. Don't say that to Marty McFly. He'll fight you.
He will. No one calls me yellow.
By the way, I'm trying to keep the sound level because it's not me. The audio is really shitty in this movie.
I doubt it.
You're the quietest pirate ever.
Yarr!
Oh, shaky cam central. Step back.
I thought this movie was based in nowadays.
It will be in a second.
Yeah, soon.
This soon. Is a flashback.
Guy just died. Drink.
Drink.
Guy just died.
I'm really drunk now.
Thank you, old pirate.
Do you just thank him?
An old pirate misplaced his trust by showing Red Blood where his treasure was kept.
Jesus, he came in so loud.
But you
are
know,
your ears bleeding too?
Yeah, you notice the you notice the audio difference between the narration and the action? It's terrible.
Another guy died.
Thanks again, old man.
Oh, shit.
Dutch is going to be really drunk tonight. I mean,
so am I.
More so than normal. Red Blood's beloved ship was never to be seen nor heard.
Oh, wait, there it is.
Did it used to talk?
Yeah.
Wait, was that a highway going over between those two islands?
Yes, well, you idiot.
I've seen that clip a few minutes ago.
Fast forward 200 years, I'll be narrating the thriller video. He counted the paces in the fort's courtyard to bury the
treasure. Are you saying this is Vincent Price?
It's definitely Vincent Price.
And the hounds of hell. And
we gotta remember at the end of the credits, we gotta find out who the narrator is.
Yeah, there's an after credit scene where they
His
actually.
His name is Al Edmir.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. What does that mean?
About
Hebrew?
To say something.
Good.
It means your mom.
I don't think that's true.
And that's when he goes, "Where's all the rum?" Right? That's hilarious.
Where's the rum gone?
That's hilarious.
But why is the rum gone?
When everyone says that at a party, it's always so funny. This guy's a terrible pirate. First off, those treasures are not deep enough for that to have been buried so well.
I was going to say, dude, you give that like a year, the tide's definitely uncovered.
A year? You give it an afternoon.
How did he dig that hole in the first place that he now has to use a plank to cover it?
Wait a second.
He moonlights as a mason. He lays driveways.
Oh. What about him? Pirates. These pirates have metal rings and stuff. Why don't they have shovels?
Because reasons.
Wait, did you see him break open an egg and eat it?
That's clearly the same waterway that you guys were just sailing in.
Yes. Shut up, Sean. You're not a pirate.
Yeah, but I recognize those mangrove trees.
If there's one thing I appreciate is watching him sail away
this
for
is the
a very long time.
Three different cuts.
When it comes up,
sailing?
Look at the look at the lifeboat
sailing?
That he's using.
I'm sailing away.
Is that a cruise ship? Oh, it's an island. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can't tell anything.
Sailing?
Oh no,
Royce! How about this?
It's the British.
His rowboat is has a spot for an outboard motor.
What was the point of that shot? Why did we have to waste 30 seconds of our time watching them? I don't care about establishing.
To appreciate how hard he had to work.
Yeah, that's a lot of rowing. Look at all that rowing.
Dennis made a point. That is a pretty modern rowboat.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what John just said. It has a place for an outboard motor on the back. If you look at the hook, it does.
Yeah, and actually, a spoiler alert in one of the scenes.
Spoilies.
Don't spoil it.
No, don't spoil it, dude.
Yeah, right, we're not doing that. No spoilies.
No spoilies.
This pirate is so boring.
I can't wait to see how the music finally changes into a rap song at some point.
When does SEAL Team 6 come in and kill this guy?
No, that's a different movie.
Oh. Where's Tom Hanks?
Bird egg? A seagull egg?
Yes.
That's not healthy.
What bird lays their nest directly on the sand?
Dodo. That's why they're extinct.
Oh, okay.
Why
you know,
would
if I was starving, I
way?
Wouldn't waste it like that.
Why don't you fry it?
Try
it.
Oliver's beard.
Cook it. Ugh. Why don't you cook it?
Because he's a pirate.
To die.
Because he's a pirate.
Oh, all black right. people.
This is racist.
Black people drink.
Whoa. Wait a second.
Is she nude?
Is that yep. wait? Is that boobs, abs, and black people? That's
oh
like three things.
Everyone drink. Oh my god! Look at those tits.
Aren't they the best?
All right. So far, this movie's better than Pirates of the Caribbean because at least there's tits.
I don't know about that.
And those black guys—they're actual rappers. One of them's name is Tweety Bird.
Of course
the other one's
they
name
are.
Is Spectacular.
Are they Haitians from West Palm Beach?
How did he spell Spectacular?
I don't know.
With a 7. This is so racist.
No, it's just voodoo.
How much did they get paid?
they didn't.
I think they got... I remember one of them telling me he got like $400 for the day.
$400 to fucking throw away your dignity as a human being?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's racist that John got so much.
Yeah, but they were just glad to be there to be able to fling a white girl around naked.
Hold on.
With their successful rap business. After that, career. You
can do what you will with the last. You can only shoot one of them with that thing. So you have to reload.
A guy died. We have to drink again.
Yeah, John, you put way too many drinking rules in this.
I'm sorry.
Pussy. You just got excited.
Yeah.
And once you make up a rule, you have to abide by it.
Well,
otherwise,
I get it.
Drinking
wait,
isn't
wait, wait,
fun.
Wait. He's dead?
Okay, how about every time a cast member dies?
Generation Shu and your wicked kind have taken our riches and raped our women.
Steve, don't question him.
Gods by interfering with our most sacred with
bloop, bloop, bloop.
Drug one.
No, that's racist.
That will never let the gods bless upon you a blood curse for all.
I don't remember African warlords in Isla Morada, though. Ever.
Were you looking for them, or were you just driving by the neighborhood really fast?
I was driving by really fast. I locked the doors.
So it's your fault.
No, hold on. The narrator is saying something important.
With a gift of fresh blood.
Oh, so he's not really dead. He's just
hey, zombie. Look, it's a 7-mile bridge.
Hey.
Oh,
here's the rap.
It's John.
You have to hear an awful rap song you drank.
We're going to the tropical island. Such a minute resort with spas, fine dining, running water.
How about the not fact if you look really close, you were actually shaking back and forth the Hummer.
So she blew the director. That's how she got in this movie, right? Because she's not. She can't talk.
Were you really shaking the Hummer, John?
Yes.
What's up with the driver's Ringo Starr haircut?
I don't know what is the.
Nah, that's more of a Pete Worst haircut.
Look at me. I would say Ralph Finesse.
Whoa, N-bombs in this song.
Yeah, I didn't realize this is going to be that kind of a movie.
Maybe I'm just too much for you to handle.
No. No.
Me, you don't like the black music that almost sounds like DMX?
But on this trip, you can go swimming, relax, sunbathe, and...
Wait a minute.
Why is he driving leaning over so much?
Because he wants to be next to his girl.
Are his knees up?
I was just about to say, his knees are up on the steering wheel. He's just relaxing.
No, that's something on the dashboard.
I really got distracted there for a second.
Is that the narrator, though? Because he also has a British accent for some reason.
No, that guy was a pain in the ass.
So when does it turn into a 1990s porn with this music? Oh, is that John Sanzari?
Yeah.
No.
There he is.
Everyone take a good drink. It's John Boy.
Gus, come over here and help me with this luggage. Hiya. I'm like some homeless
man, so I scream my girlfriend, dude. I kick it to the curb without no
pleasure. Yes.
So, like real life.
So you were playing yourself?
Yeah.
I like it.
Don't leave John hanging, man.
Why do you leave you hanging, bro?
Fine, you'll see. We'll have a great time.
Look at those frosted tips, John.
What was in those bags, John?
That's a method acting, dude. That had to be like a whole like 22 pounds of bags, and you're struggling. I like that.
Yep.
A 3-hour tour.
I could see the sweat on the back of your neck.
Yeah, because it was hot that day.
You were hot that day.
Oh. Black people.
Oh, and boobs.
We're probably going to hear some shitty rap pretty soon.
You don't hear it?
Oh, is he smoking weed?
He's supposed to be.
What was he really smoking? Crack. I don't know how crack works. Oh my God, what is Trick Daddy's brother doing in this movie?
Oh, if you see a really short Spanish girl, she's a Miami Heat cheerleader.
Is she really? Did she get fired for making this movie?
I think so.
Whoa, who's this one? Oh, John's hitting on this black bitch.
You're in my son.
Why would you?
Boobs are really spread apart.
Sorry. Stop nodding your head so much.
So there's supposed to be music playing.
I like your visor.
You like my visor?
Yeah, it looks great.
It says no fear.
No, I know. I know it says no
Remember
fear.
Remember that brand?
You must have really
so
liked
it. There wasn't actually music playing while you were filming that?
No, they said, okay,
so your head,
like
you were bouncing
music.
Your head completely off.
No, trust me. Look at John's haircut in that visor. Offspring was always playing in his head. You gotta keep
this guy seasick? Like, why was he just hanging out?
Is there a Cyclops?
Yeah, why is Jim Caviezel in this movie?
Marsden.
You want me to get you a beer or something?
No, I'm okay. Thank you, though.
You want me to get you a better script? I mean,
that guy was on Big Brother.
Was
like
he?
This is our last day of civilization. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I could use the quiet.
Martin, I thought you said this would be a yacht, not some stinky fishing boat. And it is hot here.
So we're just going to go with that take?
And
that's
it
fine?
It is hot here.
That take was fine? We're doing fine with that? This is fine? Keep going?
Nailed
it. Keep rolling.
All right.
Shut up.
Yeah. This stinky boat.
Look at those tits.
No, this is one long shot. This is a one shot. They're going to just, this dialogue's fine, I guess.
How about her yellow bikini matching the Hummer?
I don't like Patrick Bateman's dad on this boat. It's bothering me.
Is he going to speed two cruise control this boat sometime?
I think so.
Why not? Isn't that what they were hired, dear?
Oh, my God. Neither one of them speaks a good English.
Yeah, it seems that they put priority on.
And by the way, a Corona without a lime? What are you, fucking slime?
Of course.
You never notice the importance of a 2-3 camera shoot until you see a 1 camera shoot.
This is a half camera shoot.
Not really.
Well, technically it is a 2 camera shoot because you'll notice the camera that I'm using. They use the footage from that.
You seem to be the
the camera you're using?
You know, both beauty and brains.
You'll see.
Both beauty and brains.
Thank you.
She's both beauty and brains, guys.
Why did you decide to try out the paradise?
Yet she's drinking a Corona Light.
Honestly,
without a lime in it, Sean.
How about yourself?
She hasn't sipped it, not once.
Well, I wouldn't either. It's a Corona Light.
I don't even
Probably because she didn't want to ruin her cheerleading career with the Miami Heat.
But I figured the money would be great for school.
You figured the money would be
great. She bet it all on her acting career?
Aspiring actress.
I guess so.
She gambled and lost.
I'm studying to be a vet.
A vet?
Wouldn't you just be a good boy?
Vets don't have tits like that, sweetheart.
No, a Corvette.
Oh, that's fine.
Can you turn
I think he owns
end?
An
What'd you say?
That main guy.
Sure?
I think
flip it on your end.
The ship is on autopilot.
Better.
Yes.
So try.
It's not me. It's that they're filming on a boat without a
like
windscreen.
An iceberg or something.
Oh my God, we get it. You're supposed to be a fucking snobby bitch.
She's hot, though.
Well, she's super hot. I put it in her butt.
You really want to work with animals, huh?
Why is Jim Caviezel in this movie?
You better come to the right place.
Oh, that always bothers me when the audio is different than the background noise.
Good. I love your chain, John.
Beautiful chicks out here.
You like it?
Yeah, it's fucking tight.
I miss that hair on you, John. Oh, it's been a long time since you've had that hair.
I want to pet your
chest. They all have one thing in common.
Yeah, it's got a fucking rug
so
on there.
Wait, my chest?
Yeah.
No, my chest. Yes, your chest, stupid.
I guess I get my chiropractor call for
you. I say, what a splendid idea. Oh, I've got one.
I'm very impressed by your 5 o'clock shadow, John.
Are you going to blow that guy, John, or what?
Ooh. Oh, is this where it turns into a porno?
Black guy.
Take a drink.
I see what they meant about a porno that never gets to the sex. Is that guy's gay, right?
Which one?
The guy that's dancing.
The blonde?
Yeah, the white guy.
He used to play tennis.
That doesn't answer my question. At all.
He has a tattoo of a dagger.
A dagger
going up his thigh.
That still doesn't answer my question.
I think it answers the perfect question.
So many establishing shots.
Okay, everybody.
Dutch.
I said shoot everybody.
You don't like establishing shots?
Sorry, did I break it? I'm sorry. I'm yelling.
It's okay.
I mean, there's low budget and then there's impossible.
Shh, John's talking.
You little twit.
That was
do
a really good
I
line.
Say, otherwise, I will fire your ass and sue you for the delay. Have you got it?
Oh, John's going to get fired.
Okay, everyone, your attention, please.
John's in trouble.
You have all got your one bag and sleeping bag for the week.
Now, here's a question. If it's modern day, why does he still have a boombox with two tape decks in it?
Luxuries are prohibited.
Look at those tits.
I modern day at the time.
Modern day tits on that bitch.
Yeah, I think that's island, probably still an okay CD player for 2008.
The contents of the bounty bag will be disclosed later.
It just sounds like cans.
And once again, all press.
Bounty bag just sounds like a bunch of cans.
Is it cans?
Except that which is
in the bounty bag cans.
Includes things like cell phones, mobile phones.
What about vibrators?
Cans?
Wait, did you say cell phones and mobile phones?
And mobile phones.
She said, what about vibrators?
Yeah, what about vibrators,
just
though?
The greedy G's mobile gold store stays here. You playing right now? Playing. It stays here, otherwise you don't go ashore.
Does he have to take out his gold tooth, too?
Why is Foxy Brown so mad?
That's some funny shit.
What a bitch.
And you lucky I'm not so pimp, or you'd be missing a fucking tooth.
Whoa!
Oh, ghetto.
Ray Rice over here.
That shit to a man.
There's Jim Caviezel.
Oh, is this your shot?
That's John's footage.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to do anything to stop
it? Aren't you going to take your top off and shut the fuck up?
Great TV.
Aren't you going to do anything to stop this?
I got a skull.
Why the camera's on me?
Can I go to school?
You don't know cops, baby.
What? I'm going to got you back.
Oh, I get it. You want to make a sister your bitch, huh?
Who you calling the bitch, bitch? And I don't need your help. I can take care of myself.
Ooh.
I feel like the black people are delivering the best
dialogue.
Yeah.
Performances, stereotypes.
Well, natural.
Now I'm glad that it says
all those things.
I'm glad it says record at the top, or I wouldn't know this is a camera recording. You used to blow rappers? Is that what you said?
She do, baby.
Yeah, I'll take these off for you, and I think.
Ooh, she wants to anger daddy.
She wants some of that dick.
I don't like chicks like you know how.
Oh, and you're know how. So appealing.
You mean appealing?
Just to
did she mean appealing, guys?
I am
no, she meant appealing.
Okay, I don't know.
The show. And Gus here will be interviewing you from time to time. And there are a number of pre-rigged cameras on the island.
Whoa, pre-African-American.
It's like Liam Neeson's ugly
brother. Yeah.
Many times without
Philip Leeson.
Is he filling the most dangerous game?
So we can run around naked.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we can catch a glimpse. The monster.
Yeah.
Of the monster? They're talking about his penis?
John, did you zoom in on his penis when he said penis?
Yes. Why wouldn't he?
Okay.
He didn't think they would use that take.
Let's go inside.
And he didn't think I was recording either when he said that.
Paradise Lost.
Ooh.
Oh,
boobs?
Wow.
More boobs? New boobs.
Oh, my right. God. Those are nice boobs.
Feel free to visit me a little later.
Feel free to take, to you know, English lessons. I mean, if you want.
Yeah.
Why would he say anything sarcastic to her?
Look at her butt, though.
That butt, though.
That butt, though.
Actually, it's kind of flat, though.
Yeah, she's all boob.
That booby though.
We get it. It's an island. John, why are you standing on a tree like an asshole?
Because he's Captain Morganing it.
Are you?
Oh, good. With that sound, I know that they're by an ocean.
Yes.
Or some sort of pond.
So did everybody change on the boat?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
Nice hidden camera.
What camera? I didn't see any camera, Mitch. I saw foliage.
Just a regular superhero, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. He, where you said he's Caviezel.
You have a close relationship with your mother, right?
Yeah. How did you know?
I can tell
because
you
the script says it.
It's good to see, you know? Strong looking guy like
even
you.
Though I know this isn't a porn, well, I'm still believing it's leading up to a porn.
I know. This is fucked up.
Besides,
get to the blowjobs.
Really yourself.
Hey, I may be pie-sized,
another drinking thingy's coming up soon, I believe.
I was a seventh child of my family and the only
you die? Huh.
No.
Alrighty.
Someone else dies?
Good luck keeping up with me.
There's another hidden camera, Mitch.
Are we going to see boob?
You know what? I like you, Tony.
I love dick.
Are we going to see a black guy? Are we going to see abs?
I want some
dick. Am I filming yet?
Well, I'd be right on your tail.
Now you're filming.
So to speak.
Do you see me squat?
Mama's boy.
No, not yet.
Okay.
What, are you going to poo?
You might see it.
You're going to poop.
Zoom in on his butt.
There you are. Everyone drink for John.
Man, this is paradise.
Why'd you zoom in on his crotch again, John?
Kick it here in the sun?
Why would he not? He'd
be loving life forever. Welcome to Paradise Lost.
You will be here Paradise for 1 Found. Week,
during which time, you will have the chance to win the $100,000 grand prize. Your challenges are these. First,
try to watch this whole movie without throwing up.
With few modern amenities. And second,
don't talk about Fight Club.
Clues that will help you locate a key that will open
the ocean
a treasure
is so loud in the background.
$100,000. And there might be a few twists.
Oh, get to the sex part.
Easy enough.
You never
is that long guy Reese Witherspoon's husband?
Robot, Ryan,
whatever
robot,
his name.
Robot Sean Andy now.
Otherwise you will be disqualified. Understood?
How do we know it constitutes the boundaries?
There will be red X's on trees and along the paths that will lead the way. Do not
that's
cross
good to know.
That's not really a clue. It's more as a glaring warning or something. I don't know. Oh, I guess it was an owl can.
Yeah, hey, thanks for dropping my pots on the ground. Dick.
Yeah. No one person can lay
you have a kitchen, but I don't.
Ain't this the shit?
Stop being a stereotype.
You'll find it'll prove most useful. Since we only have a couple of hours of daylight left, I suggest you all begin.
Actually, it looks quite possibly midday.
You'll need to make shelter.
Okay, so you mean that we actually have to build our own places to sleep?
This is all covered in your contracts and disclaimers. I'm only going over this for the benefit of the audience at home. Have you got that, Bubblehead?
That was really convincing.
Just don't use it in the edit.
Rewind and record over it.
But my time codes, they'll be all screwed up.
Forget about the bloody time code. We'll fix it in the post.
But the time code.
But my time code.
But your time code, John. Oh. Oh, that's hilarious. He's actually rewinding.
Be an abrupt cut.
Why did they show it rewinding? Why couldn't we just believe it?
I suggest we gather materials from the
they leave nothing in the imagination.
Over there by the
we must show everything or else people won't know.
No one. I'm just trying to help.
I thought she was about to go down.
I don't mind
on her.
Sleeping out here in the open.
This motherfucker stole that palm tree.
Just get your lazy ass up while I slap the white off.
Oh, racial.
You know, this is slightly better than Birdemic so far, but not by much.
I'll take Birdemic.
No, because this has boobs. So far, this is win. Because it has more boobs than Birdemic. Birdemic only has one boobs. And imagine Peace Pitch doesn't count. What's he doing with these palm trees? Why doesn't he go down the road that's clearly over there?
Yeah.
I mean, What is she doing?
She's trying to open a coconut.
Is she? Why don't you go down?
I thought it was a rock.
Why don't you go down to the CVS? It's like a mile down the road.
I can't believe this crap. Why are you giving me orders?
I'm a natural born leader, baby.
Sure, G. You the shiznit.
It's the first
trick load of kids.
Trick load of kids.
Shows you how dated this movie
First
is.
First off, she's trying to open an old coconut that's not even a good one.
Yeah, you open up the
she's
green
opening
ones.
A rotten coconut. She's as dumb as they come.
Don't take the brown ones, take the green ones.
And this motherfucker climbing trees. Fucking relax, Chaz of the jungle.
Chaz of the jungle. Douchey as he can be.
Yes, because everyone
throw
knows.
It in the sand.
Yeah, throwing coconut as that'll hard as you it. Can in the sand. That'll crack
I
right
that
over.
That hit camera, too, by the way.
It is hidden. What camera?
You don't know. Meh. Bitches love teepees.
Bitches love shelters.
Look at the camera draws holding.
After.
It's so good.
It's the oldest camera ever.
Nipples.
You could toad see your nips.
Hey, Melissa. Melissa, do you think maybe you can help us out here just a little bit?
Sweetie, don't you see me being interviewed? Keep out my business.
Yo, Melissa.
I think she meant business.
You know us black folks need to stick together.
That was before you called me a bitch.
This is really racist.
As I was saying, before I was rudely interrupted, there's no competition here. And these girls, they don't have a chance.
I wish that, my thing is like, I wish they would play more water like in the background because there's no way.
You won't know that they're by the ocean.
Right, because I can't tell.
So.
This movie is literally trying to put me to sleep with ocean sounds.
If I can't hear it, it's not there.
Actually, I think they just lost a boom mic over by the shore.
I think it's because there was a lot of wind that day.
A merchant crab stole the boom mic and it's just running around in the water.
Damn, dude. I didn't need it that fast.
It's a mean arm you got, playboy.
Yeah, I'm a juggalo.
You know I was just fucking around with you on the yacht before, right? And we cool, no beef.
Tony, grab the axe and do it again.
There's John, take a drink.
You mean you want another?
This is a terrible drinking game.
Why?
Because there's a lot of John.
On the last reality show I shot for Mark.
Well, I mean, once he's established in a shot, we don't have to keep drinking.
It's not. Just cheap to shoot. There's a whole lot of wannabe actors and actresses out there that'll do almost anything to be on TV.
That's the most ironic thing that's ever been said in a movie ever.
You just said that.
Is to put a face with the music. You know, certain music video channels don't play no more music videos anymore. So a brother gotta do what a brother gotta do to get his mug out there. You feel me?
This is so racist.
I feel
I'm just here for the ladies, man. That's how Martin met his current arm cannon.
A day without sex is a day wasted.
Wasted, man.
I wonder how. So, Tony, have another take. This time I'll get on the ground and I'll do it.
John has so many props in his hands.
I'll make you famous.
Is Tony going to kill you with the axe?
Did they tell you on purpose to have that hair, or did you just kind of walk on a set with that?
They told me I had to look like sleazy
and
hip at the same time,
I'm
yeah.
From upstate New York. I guess, what do you want to know? I'm a dancer. I went to college for a little bit, but
I got
it really
school.
Was I kind of like partying and having fun with my friends, and
you kind
this
of like
kind of a dare to be on this show with some of my friends. I went into the casting really drunk, and they just liked it. So I was like, cool.
"Oh yeah,
she's kind of cute."
I think I'm gonna win this competition.
She's
actually,
a
terrible actress. She's
cute.
Really
yeah,
oh, she's a bitch on wheels.
Boring and forever taking. Yeah.
Greedy G, you know he's kind of tough. He's from the streets, but I'm a lot bigger than Greedy G. You know, I'm not scared of him because he
can't play him 3G.
You think he's scared?
Like me and the British guy and the pirate were the only people that weren't taking this thing seriously. Everyone else thought that this was going to launch their career.
Wait, who wasn't taking it seriously?
Me, the British guy, and the pirate.
Really? Because the pirate seems like the most convincing out of all of them.
He's just a psychotic homeless guy.
I'm gonna show you a paper gangster.
So you're saying that this guy talking right now thought that his career was going to blossom?
Because his name is Jay Shin, and he's actually a rapper. I don't think he's a rapper anymore, but he was
now he's
a
part of the Shins.
Weird.
So weird.
This doesn't come naturally.
This motherfucker loves his palm tree.
Oh, look at that gun! Look at the gun show over there.
I'm not gonna keep it under wraps. Why should I? The guys are just jealous, you know, hating like girls.
Jelly.
Same way. Guys are the same as girls. They get jealous.
It's evident.
Was there a script?
I'm gonna win this competition. I mean,
yes.
Look at me.
Did you use
she
it though?
The bonbons with the rip.
Surprisingly, yes.
Like, I don't know if that was the right use of the word evident.
These girls, they cannot compete with this.
John, quit staring at her boobs.
If I were them, I would be so afraid because I will walk away with the prize money.
John, stop staring at her boobs.
John.
You better stop playing with me.
That's
the camera is the extension of his eyes.
Stop looking at his dick.
You already know what time it is, girl. Tony, go on about your damn business, boy. Martin.
God, how is he going to get with this guy?
Is he getting more ethnic? That, like,
aren't we his his accent changes.
Where is this girlfriend? I didn't know she existed. For no
reason. Oh, she's been up in that tree.
Like I told you, I'm from the hood, baby.
It looks like that tree was coming out of her ass.
Why is he talking like Jonathan Witherspoon now?
Don't
wait for the 35, 45 minutes.
I don't mean to be facetious or anything, but
facetious? You mean facetious?
Anytime.
How many more shots of these testimonials they knew?
This is
the dude.
This
is the fucking. Enough already.
This is the rest of the movie.
They just got near some pretty.
This is all is the rest of the movie now.
Oh no, that's it's right. So we boring.
Faces, we're only halfway through this thing, guys. Like come on.
All the ladies here.
Oh god, that's even worse.
That's what I came for.
Less than halfway.
Well, I don't really have any fans. I'm really not famous. But
you couldn't get closer.
She was a complete cunt to John.
You couldn't get closer to her. There was a palm tree in between the camera and her face.
Not, but that's somewhere I'm gonna go. But we'll see. I kind of got my eye on Tris. She's a cute little blondie.
Wasn't he in Cruel Intentions with Sarah Michelle Gellar?
This week on Asperger's People Talk on Cameras.
Yeah, I'm going to say hi to my mom.
Oh my god, that branch is going to bother me.
Right. Look at the turtle shot.
My sister.
It's going to shout out to all my family and my friends. Hi, Jennifer. What's going on? I know this isn't live, but I'm shot anyway.
So, John, let me get this straight. They found an abandoned island in the Keys so that they didn't have to pay any footage.
Stop suiting on in his fucking penis, Sean.
The monster.
You don't want
to
see him.
We're actually filming in someone's backyard right now.
Why are you zooming in on her belly button, not her tits?
Why they do it? Because it was fun and it's cute.
Okay, we get it. You don't make good choices.
Yeah, you're the dumb blonde. We understand.
You make terrible life choices.
Shots. We get it. The one guy's a jock. The one guy's the ghetto guy. This one's a dumb broad. I don't know what the other guy or other girl was. Was she the bitch?
She was supposed to be like based off of that that Donald Trump reality show, the black lady in the very first one. That's what she was supposed to be portraying.
Oh, okay.
The Apprentice?
Where's my gun?
Where's my 9mm?
You say condoms are rising, it's so not even
right. Audra's fine as hell. That's my girl now. Before the time the show's over,
is he still talking about banging chicks? He hasn't even left that tree.
Can we focus
John,
on
John, stop looking at his dick!
I really don't have any talent in this business, you know?
You know what? We should change one of these drinking rules to every time John...
all the same shot? I mean, do we need this?
They're never leaving these interviews!
Sorry, baby.
It's only been doing this for 8 minutes. What the characters are. We understand. Like, what are they doing?
What is he doing? I don't know what he's doing.
He's just flapping his cock around.
We're all here just trying to have
but
a good
sort
time.
Of like slapping the back part of his thigh. I don't know what that was.
It was hot.
Little known fact, that's where slapping the bass came from.
By the way, this is not a desert island. You notice the tree that he's leaning on has a support post in the center of it?
Audra, obviously, she's an attractive woman, but I don't respect women like that. She's slimy, he's slimy, fine. They can be slimy together, but I don't want any part of either of them.
Is he talking about people or slugs?
Definitely not gay.
They really don't like salt.
Not that I want to marry yet, anyway.
Just ask him if Greedo shot first or if Han shot first.
Oh my god, they never moved from the tree they picked.
Yeah, actually just one. Serena. She seems to be the coolest.
Little known fact, they're all standing 2 feet away from each other.
This is going on forever.
Sideways tree behind her.
No,
you know this
go.
Movie could use more testimonials.
We get it. We understand the
John,
fucking characters.
Was there actor tensions between all of them in which they weren't able to interact with each other?
I can do a cartwheel.
I'm getting pissed now.
Pretty much like everyone like in the beginning because they didn't know anybody.
They're filming or doing cartwheels! Sorry, John.
Why is this necessary film?
Like I said, I'm gonna win this, okay?
John, did you bang her?
No. What? 15 minutes!
This is basically the longest YouTube video ever.
John, were you
freezing? Okay, we can't understand what their roles are in this in said reality show.
Hold on. Okay, got it. Good, good.
Hold on.
Could have taken 3 minutes.
John, is it safe to assume every time you're looking at the record camera that that was you filming?
That's what I said. That's me filming.
So you had
more than the actual like so director of photography.
Were you?
Because of Martin. I was actually like that camera. Every time you saw it on, I was
Martin
filming.
Isn't gonna throw me off.
So you
are
had
you
to,
serious?
You had okay. to sit
That's
there.
Why I should have gotten more money.
Because I saw Martin checking me out on the yacht today.
That doesn't surprise me. They use you as also a cameraman.
You know what this could actually use though, guys. Seriously, like if they could have maybe some testimonials of them by themselves. So we know what's going on in their lives.
Oh, I miss hearing what they were talking about.
Yeah. And Martin will be. You know we were complaining, but now you're right, Marie. Now I miss it.
Are you serious?
Is he ever going to get back on his palm tree?
Thank you.
I don't know.
Sherry just updated the drinking game to number 8 is cockshot.
Damn.
You're welcome.
No, actually,
I'm almost positive that's the rest of the cockshots.
And if the truth be told, we're all gold diggers or else we wouldn't be on Paradise Lost. Now would we?
Or we would be messing with some broke niggas.
I see you and Martin getting along, but I am nothing like you, girl. Oh, tell me you don't back that ass up in the barrio, Serena.
Because she's Hispanic.
Excuse me, what did you say, gang?
What part of that did you
Jesus.
Not understand?
Wait
I'm
a
cringing.
Second, okay?
Oh, God, guys. Enough
my yoga teacher told us, like, when we get into situations like this, like, we should all sit down and hold hands.
Here's the thing, like, I'm just thinking
that after...
the half-retarded director told the blonde girl to act that way, and so she's just going off direction.
Well, the blonde one, I believe a couple months after this, she decided she wanted to be a musical artist. So she stopped acting.
Abs, drink.
How was he able to bring pot onto the... Okay, never mind.
Oh, is that like the really long... Is it the really long joint?
Cockshot. Oh,
are you not watching the movie at the same time as this, Cakes?
I've seen this movie like 5,000 times.
Okay. I know you're feeling
me. That's why
that's
I'm pretty
a lot
sure
of
you missed
to see a movie you've been in.
That's why I'm pretty sure you guys might have missed.
Oh, there's Johnny Cakes!
Hey, there we am.
That's all on screen again.
Dennis is asking if it's possible to shoot an MLR movie when we're all in Florida. The answer is yes.
He also wanted to know if we could just watch actual porn, right. And I think the storyline would be better if we did.
I can lose a little junk off my truck.
I don't know. I think what's missing in porn are personal interviews in front of palm trees.
I agree. They've been missing
and,
that.
And a young John Sanzari.
Well, they have the interviews in the beginning, actually.
What?
You just skip over
them. You mean we can't use the restrooms on the yacht?
The yacht is strictly off limits.
I'm not sure, but I think you guys missed drinking game rule 3.
You split your pants already?
I think so. If they showed a shot of me squatting and filming while people were walking.
Walking, we're still walking.
Was that on the tree, John?
Wait, well, you're coming up now, so maybe it's right.
Oh, yeah,
I see it! I saw it! I saw it!
Was that black, like...
Yeah, that was my underwear.
It was in the back right of your right back pocket, right?
Yep.
Say right, wardrobe.
Everybody drink. Or no, everybody chug.
Yeah, but then I won't have to have more drinks, so just take a drink.
Okay, take a drink. Whatever.
They're already wasted by this point, John. Let them.
Oh, the sun is setting, which means it's the sexy time, which means they're all gonna fuck, right?
Maybe.
Finally.
Why was there a keep outside in there? It's a reality show.
Why are we watching film from a laptop?
Yeah, I was going to say, what? Oh, it's his dailies, I guess.
Unplug the power from the generator. Go around the back and follow the cord and plug it back in again.
Oh, man, here comes.
Ooh.
Sexy Sorry. Hump time.
Yes.
Yeah, Johnny looking sexy, too.
Look at me, man.
John, did your beard grow 3 inches since we last saw you?
That's the thing.
That's not the only thing.
They wanted me to have stubble. They didn't want me to have, like, a clean-shaven look until, like, when I showed up. They're like, oh, we kind of wanted you to have stubble. So if you watch the film, you'll see when we shot everything the very first time and what stuff we shot at the end.
Hold on, you're talking here.
And they don't act like that at all.
You bloody idiot. Look, we're making reality TV, not reality. I mean, I hope you noticed I cast 2 dumb blondes in Trish and Scott.
They were dumb?
So where do Serena and Tony fit in, then?
Well, Tony is the action figure, and Serena, she has that sort of universal look. Like a female version.
You know, like
Rock.
King Kong.
It's like John didn't universal. Get that from all the interviews he filmed. It's
I was going to say there's a lot of interviews, wall. Man.
She's smart, hot.
John's beard is growing right now in the scene.
I saw her profile.
Look how sexy John is.
Hold on. I'm cut his chest.
Do you know why she quit being a cop? Yeah, she shot two criminals during a heist. And although the killings were ruled justifiable, she decided she never wanted to be in that position again.
Wow.
Now, listen, that's
now, did you steal your shirt from a homeless guy outside of a Jimmy Buffett concert?
And did you also
that was from a place called
Bum?
Because I've got a feeling she'll be the breakout what? Star.
Nothing.
And she's contracted to me for the next 5 years.
No shit.
Language.
Actually, she, of all the wannabe stars, has no
why
interest.
Why didn't they have you open up to the camera like you're like 3 or 4
of your bodies?
You have no idea how small that room is that we're in right now.
Oh, you guys were inside when you shot this?
You're inside like a shack.
Yeah, that doesn't have air conditioning, apparently.
She's on a money grabber like Greedy G.
You are sweating like a pig.
Oh, everybody.
Because we're in a fucking shack.
It's been clean, not sweating at all.
Also, interesting fact. Notice how there's, like, stains on my tank top?
The camera and sneak up on the girl's hut and see if you can...
You're wearing a blue shirt. It's a shirt, dude.
Now that I can handle.
God, he's sweating profusely.
No more of this wacky film school.
You can't see an undershirt or anything.
Were you on meth at this time?
I had dirt all over me from a outboard motor that I pulled off of a rowboat that they used for the pirate.
They made you not only shoot.
Hold on, boobs.
Boobs.
Oops. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Boobs.
Turn around. Oh, that wasn't actual boobs.
No, there was a tease.
What was the point of that shot?
Come on, movie. You're not good enough to tease boobs.
Dutch is right. What the fuck was the point of that?
Why did they have an out pulled out shot of the Earth?
Earth.
So you know where they are.
It's yeah.
Are you serious? That was an establishing shot. But by the way, this is not on a planet. This is on Earth.
Yes.
And why
so
did
you
it
know?
Why did
wait,
it go
wait,
from?
Wait, watch my acting skills because this is in the dark, right?
What? Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Why did it go from sunset to pitch black in like a second?
Acting skills.
Because that's how nature.
Oh, establishing shot of the water.
Is
okay.
She wait? I is she underneath there?
We are still at the ocean. In the ocean.
Yes, thank you.
What are we looking at? Ooh,
but.
Is she in porn?
She should be.
All that butt.
Nothing would make me happier than find out that one of those three girls did porn after this.
All those three girls probably did porn after this.
Every last one of them.
She's got a nice ass though.
Terrible voice.
Good titty.
Oh my god.
Titties.
Oh, what a butt.
She's like 40 now, though.
So? She's Hispanic 40, not white 40.
Why did they show John just wandering around stupidly in the middle of a...
Because
like, mountain.
Is that you?
Because Mr. Copeland asked me to go get footage.
I think you mean Coppola, because that's clearly who directed this.
Francis Ford?
Yep. Is there another?
I like to call him Frankie.
Frankie Ford?
Oh, Frankie Ford.
Oh, look at that butt, though.
That ass.
Is she going to talk? Because as long as she doesn't talk, she's great.
Man, she's so well lit for how dark it is right now.
But that butt, though.
Her ass isn't actually as good as I thought initially when she was
like.
It's
not very good. You bastard!
What?
You know what, asshole?
Better, even
you
fake.
You asshole!
I hate your voice.
Don't even touch me.
That's it. The scene's over.
Wait, that was
scene,
it?
Scene's over.
What?
Just even right now.
And
what? You're right. It's all like a. Why is there a keep out sign there?
Why was she
John
so
dead? Oh.
Wake
oh,
up,
Jesus!
It's keep out because there's certain parts of the island that they
come
have
on your face?
Boundaries that he spins up on.
Come on your face. There
why
is
do you
come
have come on
John's
your face?
Face.
Lots of come on John's face.
John, did you get fucked in the mouth in this movie?
No.
That's how I wake up every morning.
Wait, hold has she on. Been swimming this whole
okay.
night?
Oh, okay, I was going to say, was that your vision? Or is it you're actually holding the camera now? It's like Terminator vision.
That was the weirdest cut I've ever seen.
That was a strange cut.
And now we'll cut back to make sure we're on Earth.
How'd you sleep last night?
Not good.
A lot of
the
talking.
I lost my roof off last night.
Dang it.
That was wonderful. Wakes you up and gets you ready for the new day.
Wake something up, that's for sure.
She's had so many abortions.
He was talking about her
Man,
nipples.
Starving. So, which one of you ladies is cooking us breakfast?
Get it?
God, this guy's the worst.
Cockshot!
Cockshot! Cockshot! Feed yourself all around you.
Wait, is breakfast a euphemism for his sex?
Yeah, I why do you want to so. Go cook
no,
me some
said,
breakfast?
No, he said which one of you is cooking us breakfast and grabbed his cock.
So, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, what you said makes
That's
sense.
Not what you're supposed to say to a girl in the morning?
Like, are you going to cook me and my dick breakfast?
My dick's hungry.
My dick wants a bagel with cream cheese.
From now on, every morning I wake up, I'm going to grab my tits, look at the closest person, and be like, who's cooking us breakfast?
Who's cooking us breakfast? Me, Pamela, and Patty.
D, how often are you going to say that to your cat?
So often. So, it's the cat or the dog. Which one are you?
I'm surprised Sony didn't sue you guys.
Oh, butt shot. Butt shot.
John, butt shot. Stop zooming in on their body parts.
Oh, my God. Oh, I got to spit out.
Oh, Lord.
I am so hot right now. Oh, my God.
I really wish I went to school.
Why do you continue to wear your sunglasses on the top of your head when it's a very sunny beach?
I had sun! Let me explain, because I had a visor that
not
said,
you. Oh, establish a shot of a crane to prove, hey, we're on an island. Also on Earth.
Spearfishing is spearfishing.
Anyways, so...
Oh, camcorder.
That apparently has infinite batteries.
I had my visor that said no fear, and they told me I had to cover it up because they don't want to get sued by the no fear.
By a company that doesn't exist anymore?
Yes.
Well, look at this, totally real and not fake at all fish.
Maybe instead of celebrating the fish, cook it and eat it?
It's so small. It's barely a meal. Just shut up and catch
your
fish.
Catch and release it. Just doesn't understand when you spear
they
fish.
They actually picked up those fish from the local Publix down the street.
No, they did not pick it up. No.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude. I think we hit Language. The forbidden section.
Because there's an X. That's how you can tell it's forbidden.
Let's just duck behind this rock.
You know what, man? I don't think we should take the chance. Just
wait, I don't get it. There's no,
behind that rock.
There's no cameras right here. So this whole movie isn't about only the cameras
Let's
that are filming?
Go 5 feet past said X mark.
Hold on. What I don't understand
it's
is...
Load. It's like the Barrier Hunger Games.
Right. I wish it ended that
or
way.
Or how about the really black... The black wading pool that's next and not a hole in the ground.
All right.
John was on camera.
Why does your tank top have tribal marks on it, Smash Mouth?
Because that was from a
Smash Mouth concert.
That was from a defunct clothing company called Cruisin' and Company.
Real quick. If you were a reality cameraman, you'd be fired immediately just because of this shot.
I know.
Like, if there's a sex scene going on, no cameraman's gonna be like, "Hey, you know what's gonna make us look more sexy? Leaves."
Leaves.
He's trying to be sneaky.
With the biggest Jungle camera fever. In America. John is dressed so brightly with a visor and the biggest camera on the planet. There's no way he could be sneaky.
Yeah, but you can't see his No Fear logo. So
how about that shirt from my dad's wardrobe closet?
Why are you running away? Because they're getting intimate.
Here we go. Black tits.
Wait, are they already finished?
Yep.
There was never sex.
No.
Why is this an R-rated movie then?
So we get 10 minutes of rowing and no sex scenes.
Wait, was this movie rated? Was this movie rated? Because if it was rated, that means somebody at the MPAA had to sit down and watch this whole thing.
That's summer. It's this movie.
You took the good weapon. How am I supposed to catch lunch with this?
I thought the R was rated because of the pirates.
No sex scenes.
Oh, they were on an inflatable raft, right?
I hope everyone's been drinking every time this black guy's on screen.
Oh, fuck, man.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe see if your big penis heals it.
Oh, he's bleeding way what too much.
Fuck? Where did that pirate
go? Oh, my God, Matt!
Oh, was he dead? Did we watch two people die and drink?
Why is he passed out? Like, what did he hit his, what happened?
He cut his leg going down. And it's gonna wake up the pirate. The pirate killed him.
No, I'm talking about the black guy. Like, why
it's
did
John.
He pass out because he tripped?
John's filming another intimate scene.
Because he got knocked out.
Oh, good.
What?
More leaves.
I had a guy who was 250 pounds lay me head over heels when I was playing high school football, and I didn't get knocked out. I just like concussion. But this fat piece of shit trips for 1 second. He's like, oh, I'm out. It's just lazy directing.
Are you saying it's not a good movie, Dutch?
I'm saying it's not a good movie. It's a terrible movie.
Can we talk about you just watched this black lighter? Girl off my
what
dick.
Why do you want to be a vet? Seriously.
I just love animals.
Tell it to the fish you just
But appeared. I hate black people.
Tony, that's
Whoa.
Different. We're going to eat that fish.
And in Colombia, I just love my sheep, monkey. Howard. He was just...
Eat it up.
He was the greatest thing ever to happen to me.
That's a vibe, right?
Yes.
But then we ate Howard.
It was a very sad day for me.
Who's filming John right now?
Another Gus. Well, with that noise is a gust of wind, apparently.
It's supposed to be the pirate.
You guys, the pirate has a camera?
You guys realize that
there's plenty of hidden cameras around the island.
They just picked one off a branch.
Cameras with infinite batteries.
The remote is way beyond. Half of this movie is shot, us watching it, being recorded with those two lines around it.
Yeah.
So basically, John filmed half this fucking movie and only got paid $2,500 for it.
That's what I'm talking about.
And and apparently, like Dutch says, the cameras have nuclear reactors in them.
Yeah.
And they all come with 5 terabyte hard drives of space.
Oh, yeah, of course. Clearly.
How is John...
I believe my shots were filmed on Betamax.
How is John so far away from this shot, and yet you can hear their hands moving the water around their bodies?
It's a really good microphone. They invested all in microphones on the show.
Are they going to water fuck?
You'll see.
Don't water fucking Keith.
I gotta see some kind of fucking.
It smells like so much sulfur there. I wouldn't do that.
It smells so bad.
There's actually water moccasins in there.
That badass.
Wait. I got good lines.
John, did you tell them to tap that ass?
Yep.
Yeah, tap that ass.
These guys fucked for real.
Are they gonna fuck?
I'm actually impressed with how steady the camera is for being on your shoulder.
John, you got good. You got work. Good work there, buddy. Camera work.
Now he's jacking it.
Are you jacking it? Are you jacking it?
Shot.
All right, yeah.
Yep.
Just jacking it.
While keeping a steady camera.
Martin, is that you?
Are you watching me jack it, boy?
Look at John's
Look at
arms.
John's booty. Oh.
Look at them guns. Martin, you are a sexy motherfucker, man.
Look at those traps.
John. I'm gonna fuck John.
You playing with me?
Is that a bear?
That's not all, ladies. Said that. Remember, he picked up a cone in Fast and Furious too.
He did
do
that.
Skunky?
Use that same visor.
Trish.
What?
Man, I hope that's you.
Good one, John.
Who do you think it is? Yeah. Ghost pirate.
What tree?
You just broke that tree.
Man, if I crash this.
John, don't die!
No, we won't die!
Oh, he's killing you with an axe, John! No!
But he's not. He's hitting the water.
Water next to your head.
If he's still alive, John,
you were dead. You were so dead.
A black guy wakes up.
Yeah, Lee. Black guy wakes up after tumbling.
After John's been killed. Yeah, I died.
Oh, poor John!
Oh no, the sun's setting up. It's actually his internal log.
Oh, great! Bad
John doing the rest of the movie is just filming sideways.
The movie sideways?
The rest of the movie.
Music.
My goal is to try to work out as much to look like that again.
Like a pirate? That's weird.
Yeah, no. That's strange.
To look dead in the water?
No, like the camera guy.
You want to look like a dead camera guy?
You want to look like that old camera guy that you used to be?
No, like young John from 2005.
Shut up, you're ripped.
Stop it.
Drowned in a plane crash. It.
You're in great shape, you asshole.
I feel fat.
Yeah, your asshole's in great shape.
You're so fat.
All right, let's pay attention to the brother running.
Why is he
He's
a brother?
Not one of your brother's, Dutch.
I just can't take it any longer. I gotta go.
I just assume all black eyes.
They all look the same.
I'm going down the way.
Music by Not Danny Elfman.
You had to try helping out just a little bit.
Oh, now there's birds. As you can hear by the birds.
So many birds.
That fish, I would not eat that disgusting fish. He's been fucking, that fish has been flipped around 50 different places.
What appears to be the problem, Mr. Greedy?
I don't know, your Tommy Bahama shirt, you dick.
Did you just say what certain appears to be the problem?
Yeah, we're going to keep that take.
Scott fell down into some ditch, and some parrots started eating him.
What were you just saying about Scott?
I'm telling you, he's dead.
No one is dead.
Oh, now you're calling me a liar?
Whoa, guys, what the hell's going on here?
Scott was killed.
Really? You were just like 2 feet away. You didn't hear them talking?
No one ever believes the black guy.
Okay.
Listen, I know my face is a little too long for a girl this short, but you have to pay attention to me.
I'm going to listen to some white hoe.
Sounds whack, but it's the truth, okay? I thought it might be that I was knocked out, or some kind of dream.
Or maybe some sort of ghost, or some apparition, or maybe it's like the end of an M. Night Shyamalan movie. I ain't sure.
Or maybe it's a leprechaun.
I was stuck to it.
Well, everyone to see leprechauns, I'll say yeah.
Yeah.
What is it, Martin?
What? Oh, it's a prop hidden as a clue. And
this is just a bloody rag. Again. So it's a rag? No, I know I'm British, but it's a bloody rag.
But you're full
so it's
shit.
A rag.
That's it. You've broken the rules and are now disqualified. And I think Mr. Greedy here owes us an explanation as to Scott's whereabouts.
Greedy, I thought you had the axe.
Is that guy's name really Greedy, or is he just being
so
really
you're
racist?
That there's a dead pirate corpse somewhere out there that ate Scott, and you lost our axe.
I'm telling you, a pirate grabbed it.
You mean a parrot grabbed it?
What the fuck?
You said a parrot, right?
Yeah, a parrot.
But you know what, guys? I bet you it was one of those voodoo burial sites.
Maybe it was
like
a parrot from the pirate.
I don't know, man. I'm confused now. Why is there a voodoo parrot?
Now you're confused?
Right now you're confused. Not like 50 minutes ago when this shit started.
I wasn't confused earlier because of all those testimonials. I knew what was going on.
John, I know why your sunglasses were on your head, but why is that douchebag's sunglasses on his head?
I think he was mock copying.
No, the reason they have
this is a plot point here. Hold on, let's hear what they have to say.
The sunglasses are on their head so the camera doesn't reflect in them.
There's a plot? You think if I had $5 million, I'd be running around in the jungle with you folks?
It did say that in the contract.
Hey, you know what? You can keep the $100,000 and sue my black ass for $5 million. I'm out of here.
If Robert Downey Jr. did an impression of this guy in Tropic Thunder, he would never be able to act again, because that's how racist this guy, real black
exactly.
guy is.
Exactly. He's really bad.
Too far apart. You're right, Sherry.
Yeah, that's a bad move.
Oh, my God. That's
but
true.
Why is John's camera still up?
You could drive a truck through her cleavage.
Because those are supposed to be hidden cameras.
Yes, the hidden
cameras. Her boobs are hidden
cameras? 1993.
Ah! Oh, ghost pirate! Ah!
Ghost baby!
He's a zombie ghost.
Oh, wait.
Oh, he's so bloody for just climbing out of the water.
She only had one leg.
Titties!
Titties! Ass! And titties!
I also like to sleep with no covers on.
Sometimes a bitch gets hot.
Look at that poser.
Apparently, she only has one set of lingerie she wears. And why does she get to stay on the boat and everybody else has to stay on the island?
Because how many vibrators are on?
Because she's not a contestant.
She's dating the British director, dude.
Oh, okay. I missed that part. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's really highbrow plot.
Say, this particular plot is very complex. I had.
It's very Kubrick. I know.
Yes.
They don't establish much except for the island.
Where's Gus?
Well, I know we're on Earth.
Shooting, and we'll be back soon. At which point we will conduct the treasure count.
I know we're not even two-thirds through the movie, but I'm already bored.
I know Jim keeps on saying, like, after that, it just gets really boring.
Can we see those? Maybe we can see something.
Well, we have to finish it.
Oh, we're going to finish it.
I'm going to finish. Stop talking all this crap and get back to reality.
Anyone else just notice the British guy's cargo pants?
Where did he get that gun?
Why does he have a gun?
Why does a black guy have a gun?
That's racist, yo.
Or better yet, it's a fucking old school like revolver and he's calling it a gat.
At least look at the monitors and tell us one way or another.
I got my gat.
Fine.
Hey guys, remember they're on the island because of the ocean water.
All right, we wait for him to get back.
They really love the ambient sound, don't they?
Everybody listen to Cyclops.
I'm not going back out there in that damn jungle.
Maybe we should tie up Greedy until we find out what happened to Scott. What if he did something to him?
Listen, I'm telling
you. Why was she making that suggestion too, Greedy?
I told you guys Lost didn't have an ending.
You don't say, we should tie up the guy who's part of the group of people we're talking to right now.
Marie's
right.
Aren't you friends with Professor X? Call the X-Men.
Marie's right. This is like a worse episode of Lost.
Jim Caviezel is really good in this.
So's Omar Epps.
Oh, man. Who's behind that door? Oh, it's a pirate! It's a pirate, guys. That pirate's gonna kill somebody. Is that pirate gonna kill a big-titted bitch?
How'd you guys get Johnny Depp to do this movie?
Can we see some more boobs, at least?
He should at least motorboat her.
Oh, cut the bra off.
Motorboat?
Motorboat. Sorry, I've been drinking heavily. There's a lot of drinking rules. Man.
John's rules fucked me up.
I mean, right now we're seeing her abs, so I might as well take another drink.
I want to see those tits.
Mitch, why don't you bring knives into bed?
This is getting
you
really
hot. You two are just weird, man.
We need to talk about that next week.
This is getting really strange.
I'm getting turned on.
Me too.
Yeah, I really hope that guy shows us his dick.
Is he going to fuck her?
Is he going to fuck her or kill her?
And, she likes
did
it.
He just licked
her. Likes dead corpse tongue against
he
her belly.
He just licked her belly button, that freak. She's heaving,
she
too.
She'll be able to smell the body.
I was fine. She's being choked, but she could scream perfectly fine.
Yep.
Oh, no, he was choking her. He was pulling her eyes out, man.
Wait a second.
That makes perfect sense.
Would that kill her? I don't know.
Yeah, that was the same eye makeup artist as the clerk in Birdemic.
It looks good. I like it.
Oh, good. Trees.
Well, dark trees. Used it. It was good.
Did they put the mics
Dude,
in?
This movie makes... This movie makes Birdemic look like an Oscar award nominated type of film.
Wasn't it?
Should have been.
How was it not?
Probably got a People's Choice or something.
Oh, establishing shot of water. Okay, we got it.
Really dark establishing shot of water.
Oh, they're on an island.
How does this go on for another 24 minutes?
How does it not? Oh, God. Welcome back to Tyler Perry's Crossbones.
But they don't explain that. And then the black bitch is like, brother's got a revolver. I'm going to go out and skinny dip.
Who's shining a light on her?
Look at those nipples.
Oh, those tits.
Oh, bye. We have to drink.
God, every time you're about to see tits, that damn pirate kills him.
So let me get this.
Titty killer.
Let me get this straight. He's a zombie, but then he also kills people with his hands and knives?
Yeah, he's not eating the brains.
Here's the thing. Why did they at least attempt to make him look dead?
He is.
Like gray makeup or something?
You can't tell?
You can't tell from the dirt and kind of blood?
He's a pirate.
Why isn't he eating people?
All right, there's one black guy left. How fast does it take for them to kill him off?
He's the next one.
Yeah, the black guy is surviving really long, considering that there was a lot of white people to kill off.
As sad as it is,
he's got
some
important
actor
to say here.
I scouted this place.
Does he?
It looks like we're going treasure hunting for real.
Who's he talking to?
Guys, so we're all agreeing that British guy is the only one that thinks he's a real actor in this movie.
Gotta die somehow.
Yes.
But since I'm holding the cat, let me go find out what's taking so fucking long.
Wait, John knew what he was doing.
Hold on, let's hear what the heck's
saying. You can go where you want.
All right, you guys go with Greed and his gun. I'm going after Melissa.
Did she say where she was going? She had to go to the bathroom, and she said she wanted privacy, so she went further down the beach that way.
That's a lot of detail.
John, did that black guy talk Where's like Becky? That when he wasn't playing that character?
Not as bad.
Wait a minute. Like,
so that was an acting choice?
Yeah.
Maybe drunk, but I remember like midday that bitch saying she needed to go to the bathroom. And it was pure nighttime.
Here's the guy who's trying to get his fucking Emmy here. Oscar or whatever.
Daytime Emmy Award?
Wouldn't you at least get one more feel before, you know?
Yeah.
Damn it, that coward split.
It's Wait a
still
minute.
Warm, probably.
What is that established building on the island that's deserted somehow?
You know, the best thing is, when you're getting chased, the best choice to wear is sandals. They're really good for running.
I always wear sandals when I think we're going to have a fight.
I always wear sandals when I'm on the gym on the treadmill just to be safe.
Right.
If you kick your leg out in a jean skirt, it'll pull the back of the jean skirt up and land you.
Like that?
Ass. Yep. That happened to me when I was in school once. It was very interesting.
She has been foiled by the jean skirt again.
I think I saw camel toe in that shot.
Okay, that was 6 shots.
Save your fucking bullets!
Shit. What bullets? That was 6 shots. It's a revolver. It only had 6.
Hey, it wasn't bullets. It was fucking bullets. Get it right.
Sorry.
He was shooting at the boat.
Oh, shit! I'm
my God, it's Audra.
Oh, let's fuck her.
Jesus. It's going sexy real fast.
How did... Okay, first of all, how does a zombie let a girl go?
Oh, fuck.
They have a death
grip. No, it gets better. It gets better. It gets better.
How does a zombie sashay in the sand so gracefully?
She's the worst runner away.
It gets better.
Oh, skirt shots.
Do I run to the left? Do I run to the right?
This is roughly where I saw her last.
Roughly?
Roughly.
Roughly.
Brave motherfuckers, and I got the gas.
So
hear me out for a second.
Turn up, dude. I need to hear this.
Melissa and Gus are missing and presumed dead. Trish is going to be dead any minute, if not already. Do you really want to be going back out there in that damn jungle?
This reminds me of the scene in an airplane where the white grandma translates to the guys that are speaking.
Sorry, I don't speak jive.
Come on, I don't think he's that sociopathic. Although he is a reality show producer.
I don't know what you just said, but I have a long, thin stick.
I wish Martin did set this up.
Bitch, fucking, it's the fucking outside. Pee literally anywhere.
Did I miss a rule that says bitches aren't allowed to go to the bathroom?
Get back to the production shack.
Go in the water.
Safest place on the
island. No matter what happens, we stick in the water.
Let's go.
No titties in the sky.
Giant bomb.
Fucking help me! There's a pirate that's gonna kill me.
Fucking help me! Why is the pirate not killing her?
Kiss, darling.
You'll see.
You're a lively wench now.
Every seat, some titties, something.
Now that's an interesting proposal.
Show me your titties.
Look at his really good throat makeup.
Wait, watch.
Squeal like a pig and I'll save your wretched life.
What?
Squeal like a pig.
Oink,
is this real life?
Yeah.
It's
on Earth.
I feel like I'm getting wet.
She's oinking. She's fucking oinking, guys.
She's trying to do the deliverance thing.
Yeah, girl.
I have a new cell phone ring.
Watch this.
So bad. Colors.
This is like in the scenes when the hills have eyes, that scene where they break the chick and you just have to keep walking.
Stab
her in the butt?
Wait, if... Stab.
There was a cell phone, Martin took it with him.
Hey, I found an inflatable. It's behind the shack here.
Perfect, that goes with the upward mortar in the corner.
Perfect, that goes with the next line I'm about to say.
Fuck.
What the hell happened?
Fucking tripping over why out here.
Dude, plug it back into the generator. Hurry, all right?
Sorry about that guy.
Electrocutes himself.
I'm gonna send it off microphone.
What the fuck was that?
It was a fucking pirate.
You recognize that spot?
Oh shit, that's like right outside camp.
Great. Oh they have my a modern god. TV as their monitor.
Greetings, scallywags, one and all. I be your captain, Rafael.
Oh, it's okay. They just got the black guy.
Whoa, take it easy. Just don't hurt my man there, all right?
My man.
Oh, his man. Him in
my yeah, he's been staring at his junk the whole time.
Native. So bad. I don't have it. Sit.
You call him a salty native?
The guy who took the yacht took the map, too.
Yeah.
If you're lying to me, I'll cut your tongue out. I swear, I don't have the map. I guess I'll be needing to go get a vessel.
She's going
to
keep her tongue out like that?
Perhaps like the one that sailed earlier. The one with no masts. And I would need me a crew, too.
Who's hey, filming like at this point?
The yacht's gone. We're all
apparently not
here.
John.
Jesus.
Was there a hidden camera in the yacht or wherever
they're at? Be a little used to me.
Wait! We have a vessel behind the shack. It's an inflatable.
Extreme
that's
close
no
up.
Vessel I've ever seen. Yep.
You attach the motor to it and it works.
Motors?
Where is it sails?
It doesn't need sails, just a motor.
So we have to watch this pirate Abbott and Costello bit now?
And pushes the boat. Yeah.
He's a pirate from the 18th century. He doesn't know what a fucking motor is.
Yeah, why does he know what a motor is and not an inflatable?
Make that thing seaworthy and I'll spare your worthless life.
Oh, everyone here's seaworthy, trust me.
If you dare cross me, prepare your souls for hell. The fuck? How can you still be alive looking like this, motherfucker?
Is that what you say to somebody with a knife to your throat?
He looks alive.
He has a knife and a gun.
He looks like he got punched a few times in the face, and that's about it.
Would he even know how to use that gun?
That your shipmate destroyed me.
Probably not. They didn't have revolvers back then.
No, they didn't.
Where do I put the powder and ball?
Where is the brick and ball?
No, Greedy, no!
Yeah, why is
that was the worst.
No, Greedy, no!
I've ever seen in my life.
You'll be taking me to the island southwest of here, called Fort Tortugas. Get to crafting me that vessel now.
Ow.
Diddy Mao!
So are you.
Why is the zombie pirate negotiating with these people?
He's not very good.
Like, he's not supposed to be a zombie pirate. Like, he was dead, and now he's, like, back. But I guess, like, his body doesn't
get body? Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't rot or anything.
I'm just upset because they could have used this shot to row, and they didn't.
aerial shot. Dead guy shot.
How is he already there?
I thought he was dead.
No. Yeah.
He escaped on the boat that they were shooting at with six bullets.
Yeah, he threw his girlfriend overboard.
Too.
Those are some tight leather sandals.
Right?
This movie is too complex for my little feeble brain.
Don't worry, zombie pirate is Captain Morganing in the front of the motorboat.
What do you know how to navigate that?
Okay, so I know he has a knife, but here's the thing. There's two of them. So if they both run at him, they could just push him in the water and like drive away.
Seriously, on the front of
not even that yet.
All you have to do is like kind of shift the boat to one side.
Oh
no! Now he's dead.
Sorry, that's why.
Bitch! Instead of looking at him, just fucking knock the boat over.
You don't need your hands to swim if your legs are untied, you dick.
Did no one tell you how to tread
water like you can, D? Well, I should have built an inflatable.
What are you, retarded?
Yeah, this guy could barely talk, though, to be fair, so of course he can't swim with just his legs.
Where did they get the budget for an underwater camera?
I think they just got, like, a plastic bag and put it around it. No, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm dead serious.
I know you're not. That's the worst part about it. At least it's not rowing.
Dennis in the chat. This movie is full of twists and turns.
I miss the testimonials.
This is a Shyamalan film?
Scum indeed. Now you're getting to know me. But a mortal man? No longer. Now move.
So I brought you to the tiniest island I could find.
Move!
It's a rock outcrop. Like, what's the point?
We will live here now. As man and wife.
Now get in that hole.
Take those pants off.
Oh, God, overacting is annoying me.
You call that even any acting?
Yeah, I call it underacting.
I call it no acting.
I call it
girls who don't know how to act. Girls who don't know how to act, they're trying to be serious. They like to flip their hair a lot. Watch her do that.
It puts the lotion on his skin or else it gets the hose again.
Of this four-inch hole.
Has she tried jumping?
Let me try filling the bricks more.
She's so strong, bitch. I feel like
definitely.
I mean,
I'm muscular. I work out every day, but I, for some reason, can't get out of a 3-foot by 3-foot chimney.
Have you ever tried?
Yep.
Meanwhile.
What the fuck?
Why was that?
Why is she cold? It's the keys. It's like 103 degrees in that hole.
You should be like, oh god, at least
island.
At least there's some shade in here.
Oh, there's the pirate.
Treasure is right, it's good.
Who is he hiding from?
Like a pirate who's been around for hundreds of years would know how to hold a knife.
That's the treasure? Those six things? That guy's treasure's so little he can still use the express lane at a grocery store.
Let's go! Man, I gave you back.
I'm British.
There's more in the quarter. I'm not greedy. You can have it all.
You're right. This guy really is the only one who thinks he's a professional. He's right.
And fish the
ball.
I said turn and fish the ball.
Likes to butt stab. Be careful,
for doing it, didn't you? But instead, I'm gonna skin you alive for the sheer pleasure.
Is he gonna kiss him like he kissed a girl before he kills her?
I hope so.
She's literally 4 feet.
You know,
use the ledge to the other side.
The one
there
in front of you. There you go.
Use anything.
Stop.
You dumb bitch.
Stop trying to climb up a flat wall.
Stop crying. A bird could get out of that.
Well, they have wings.
John, did you think this movie was going to be as bad as it was while you were filming it, or did you kind of know while you were doing it?
The second that I saw that we had one camera and that I was going to be filming the majority of it, I knew it wasn't going to be that good.
Well, why? Because you're not a professional cameraman?
Well, hey, dude, it's like, it's $2,500. It's like, all right, whatever, fuck it, let's do it. Okay,
but like
so
I said,
that, why didn't,
from,
what was the point of that shot? Did you just want to show camel toe? Fuck!
He just keeps stabbing.
He takes forever to die.
What he's doing is he's ripping his face off.
Here's the thing, guys. When you're getting your face carved off,
hold on,
Joe
knows about
this. You have your hands splayed out like you're crucified, like
far away from my face as I can.
Exactly. That's what everybody would do, right?
I like to offer as least protection as possible.
No, everybody would pass out 5 seconds after he started doing.
You're not British.
Why is she pressing her body into a brick corner?
Because it's sexy, Marie.
Why doesn't she run back to the boat, get on the boat, and leave?
What is she hiding from?
She could get on the boat. She could have been in Miami by now.
Terrifying.
You're not hiding.
Put up me treasure, darling, and sail the seven seas. Down here,
wretched. Oh, no, actually, she did a good job hiding. You can't find her now.
By the way, great casting on the dead pirate zombie guy.
Running upstairs is always a good idea.
Running, running.
Did you love how she's running with her hands behind her and her titties out?
I'm running all sexy.
Isn't that how all women run?
They're where they're afraid. Royce, you and I bumped heads on that one.
Yep.
Made it to
the he ran the same. How did she? Okay.
She ran to him. What a dumb cunt.
She ran down here and then back again.
What are you going to fall into? Water?
It's in the middle of the day.
Jump in the water, you
stormy little wench.
Hold on.
You need me to get off this island.
No, I don't, Spice Girl.
Now be needing your fresh blood more.
What about Martin? I heard you killing him. Can't you feed off of him?
Trust me, what's left of Martin is no longer fresh.
All right,
so you're wasting food?
Don't touch me.
Agreed.
Don't touch
for
me.
For now.
Did he just cut off his dick?
They live happily ever after.
Oh, my God. It keeps going on and on. Royce, I can't do this anymore.
Now they're on a different boat.
8 minutes.
8 minutes. We got this.
So she's going to marry him?
She brought over a crown, 14 necklaces, and like one gold doubloon, and she's exhausted from that.
Then they're also, and now this pirate's rich.
Working is hard.
Is he eating a heart?
With the treasure, he could maybe buy a Mazda Miata.
It's a pleasure to be sure. And I'll be looking forward to tasting your delights.
His pirate accent goes in and out
if
so terribly.
If you knew he was going to kill you, why would you even help him? Don't help him then.
Because boob shot.
That's a good cuz.
Why am I questioning this movie?
Why isn't she moving? What are you doing?
Why are you asking us?
Did he just say the same thing that Royce asked?
I fucking hate this pirate.
You're basically that pirate.
You looking for this piece of
where
shit?
Where did that guy come from?
He swam up after he finds his hands uncut.
Okay.
So yeah, instead of hold down. On, instead
wait,
of
he was just on the boat.
Instead of killing him with a
pool cue,
instead of killing him with the elements of surprise, he announces that he's there.
Yeah. That is a pool cue. How did he get a hold of that?
It's not a pool cue. It's one of those like boat rope thingies.
Hey Dutch, it's because he's a shark. He's a pool shark.
Oh Marie, I hate you right now.
You
as a
see.
Person. Like, as an individual, I don't like you.
Is she killing him with a rock?
Why are you smiling? You're getting blood in your mouth. It's gross. Ew.
You know what happens when a high-pressure system...
All right! He's fucking zombie dead.
Well, she's definitely going to turn now, if we're going by Walking Dead rules.
Yeah, she's eating all the zombie blood.
Exactly. This barely follows film rules.
This shouldn't be film at all, Wolf.
Oh, look at his dying face.
Oh, suck out the zombie blood.
Oh, no, he's coughing up Worcestershire sauce.
Hang in there, buddy.
Is he dead?
I don't know. He's not moving.
The salt water's stinging.
We're cleaning at the same time.
Wow, 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 wow.
Why did I really have to get cut for this movie?
You have to go. Go now.
Interesting fact, though. When
go where the zombie's dead. She's literally
drowned.
What, John?
He almost drowned in that scene?
Almost drowned in that scene.
That's hilarious.
This guy? How? Well, hold on. Time out. How?
When they're in, when they're on the shore, and they were fighting, and the waves are crashing, he like swallowed up so much water that he was choking. He was getting reverse waterboarded.
Okay. Oh, hey. Like right now?
Have a boner right now?
Here's the thing.
Does he have an erection?
He has a boner. First of all, second of all,
boner alert.
He died, and she was just like, okay, he's dead. Fine, wash away.
Yeah, she just dropped his head.
He couldn't help getting an erection
she
because
gave up
of
quicker than something that could.
Look out!
How did your face turn that? I don't know what's happening.
He was skinned alive, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that should be the final
hold
fight.
On.
They cut it to 2 seconds.
She's washing her face in a bucket in the boat. She's literally surrounded by the fucking ocean.
This movie brought to you by Jenny O. Turkey.
Hold on. Scene should have went on a lot longer because he was the one who got skinned and got turned into a zombie.
No, they need a 40-minute shot of her.
3 seconds. Yes, you're right. They need a 40-minute shot.
Oh, look at all that treasure she got.
Oh, she got all the gold.
America.
Don't fall asleep at the wheel,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, I'm sure the government's going to let you keep it.
Oh.
You have to be able to name the fine that you took it from.
Whereabouts are unknown. But until the blood curse is finally
he's back. The narrator's back.
He is presumed among the living.
So it's left open for a sequel.
I feel like a better person has seen this.
There were talks that they had a script ready for a sequel to this, and it was going to be on the West Coast.
So right in the rap. There you go.
All right, I'm going to stop this now.
Please.
No. Why? We have to remember, we have to find out who was the...
I don't care.
Mitch, if you're still playing, I already exited out of mine. If you're still
playing, I closed mine.
Mitch closed his 2 seconds in.
Dude, that was... Here's the thing, dude. Like, that was...
So good.
You know, like, movies like The Room or Birdemic that are so awfully bad that they're fun. That was just like... trying too hard, bad.
You mean really good?
Excuse you. The Room and Birdemic were not fun at all.
No, they were so much fun because they were that bad. I know you cringe at that kind of stuff, but I love that kind of shit. This one was just like, just lazy. It's like, okay, the guy probably got $100,000 budget, put $50,000 towards the movie,
and
then
profited.
Like, you know, fudged the numbers and then bought himself a new car. Like, that's probably what happened.
Pretty much. And then they use, like, this whole gimmick. Well, it wasn't a gimmick because the guy died. They were trying to use, like, proceeds of the movie going towards, like, the family and, like, the burial and everything.
And by family,
he means pirates.
And by burial, he means the barrio.
Think of how much money they saved having John film the whole thing.
But, yeah, so, all right,
John,
so pretty
is this
much.
The reason why you don't get work anymore? Is it because of that movie?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, like around this time when I had my spiky hair, I was doing like commercials and stuff like that. And then
very sexy back then.
And thank you. And then I decided I didn't want to do the blonde hair because I wanted to be taken seriously, I guess. So then I. Thank you, Sean.
John, I love you more than any of these people on this fucking show right now.
So I grew out the highlights, hoping I can get like serious roles or whatever. And
well, I mean, you got to be the stunt double for Brucey Campbell on that one show, right?
Yeah, but you don't get a movie credit for that. Like only this movie, and then this another shitty ass movie, just as almost as bad as this, called Passing Fancy. I have an IMDb credit for it. It's only those two things.
Okay. Are you still working at all, or you've kind of like just laid off in the last couple of years?
No, I'm still working.
Here's the thing, though. Like, you sold your role well. Like, these other people were terrible actors. You knew the character you needed to be, and you were at least... You're like, okay, this is my character. I'm going to fucking go all out. And you were all completely creepy about it, especially with your camera angles. And now that I know that you ran the camera, that's even better.
Yeah, okay, like, they only gave me $2,500. I was practically living in a fucking shack.
Man, down by the river.
You shot half the movie.
I shot half the movie. Not only that, the reason why I only got that much money is because...
Did you see the movie?
They didn't pay me for the time being in the Keys and filming. They paid me... For the days that they used me to film. For me, I was only basically in front of the camera for like a week and a half.
So it took more than 4 days to make that movie.
You're surprised? Oh, yeah.
And they had to rush it because Royce, maybe help me out. 2004, 2005, there was a hurricane coming. Or something. I think it was George, or it was one of those major water, like, and Jorge. It was Jorge. So they had to evacuate the Keys, but they wanted to get as much film in as possible before they really had to evacuate. So I actually had to drive all the way back to the Keys from my house in Weston to film that scene with me and the producer dude in that shack being all sweaty.
Well, you were very sweaty.
I actually enjoyed that a lot. That was a great return to we watch better movies than you, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, in 2 years, we'll do another one.
Well, hey, I mean, if you want to do another one, we can do
Passive
Fancy.
Hey, look, if the listeners like it, we'll keep doing it. I just figured people didn't like the fact that we were taking an entire show to watch a fucking movie. But that was fun for me. Fuck the listeners. Let's do it again. Every 3 months, let's do one.
All the time.
You are welcome.
I
motivated you.
Sherry, you did. You're the greatest.
If you want, I have another nomination for a movie.
I thought we did. Okay. Hold on. Mitch, what was the other one we said we're going to do?
You woke Mitch up.
Just on the beavers one?
Well, Joe had brought up Zombievers, and actually Sherry and I watched it, and it's not really...
Is it worth it?
I loved it.
No, it's actually more of just a fun movie to watch. I don't think it would work well for this.
Oh, okay. You're talking about like it's not bad enough to.
No, it wasn't bad enough.
The Nicolas Cage Left Behind movie. That's what we need to do next.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because John watched that in theaters.
Yep. The Nicolas Cage.
I didn't see it all the way through.
Yeah, I know you left early. Like
we actually
left early.
Yeah, we left early and we went to go see Guardians of the Dragons.
That's a movie.
Dragons, Riders,
Guardians
of
the Galaxy.
And How to Train Your Dragon.
Or that.
Riders of Mirth.
All right, let's get out of here. John, why are you better?
Because back in 2004, I had a hard-ass rocking body.
You really did. Mitchell, why are you better?
I am better than you because I had nothing to do with that movie that we just watched.
Thanks Jerry? For taking everybody else's.
I am better than you because in 2004, when he made this movie, I just started high school.
You were that young?
I graduated 2007, my friend.
You're making me feel... I graduated in 2003. You're making me feel so fucking old right now. Sean.
I am better than you because I'm so high right now.
Marie.
I'm better than you because I think I won the drinking game with my tumbler full of champagne.
Woo!
D,
I'm better than you. I don't even have anything for this. Mitch literally took mine. It's true.
So you got to assume. You got to assume that somebody.
I know. I was hoping you'd say.
D, just say something about boobs.
Boobs. I'm better than you because my boobs aren't as far apart as that lady in the green bathing suit.
There you go. Roy's way better.
I'm better than you because I saw Crossbones and I barely cried.
I'm better than you because when I died.
Especially not when you died.
That's the part I cried hardest.
I actually cried during that time. But I'm better than you because I'm the only person who
Sean
noticed the...
Who's
outside.
In your room, Dutch?
Who's in my room?
We'll talk off air.
Well, maybe I'll do it on air next time so I won't bring it up on air.
We're 8 minutes past the hour.
Do we need to send dick pics?
Say hi. This is Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hey.
Oh, hello.
Don't trust him. Run. Don't trust him. Run.
Get out.
Run.
Now.
Get out while you still can.
Exactly.
We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Hippo Juice 7 to 9 here on More Like Radio.
Don't eat the Tombstone Pizza.
Do not eat the Tombstone Pizza. It's not worth it.
We'll see you guys next week. Dustin Royce.
Pills are not normal parts of pizza.